Hey, it's me, that guy from that thing you're about to hear. Thanks for listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show podcast.
The Iowa basketball team is turning off the outside noise. Will it make a difference this week in Chicago?
319-366-1600.
Got it.
Let me have it.
I got it.
Let me have it. I got it.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show.
4:06, welcome in on a Tuesday edition of the program. It should be a good one today as we have a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill we're going to give away sometime in the 6 o'clock hour. Joining us in the third and final hour tonight, Big Ten champion. Probably feels really good to hear that to the ears of Tania Davis. Tania and the Hawkeyes taking care of business in Indianapolis over the weekend. Back-to-back ACL tears in a calendar year. She comes back 2 years later. She's helping to cut down the net at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Looking forward to hearing what she has to say about taking the floor at Carver Hawkeye Arena one final time during the NCAA tournament. The Hawkeyes in a position where they will be hosting the tournament once the brackets are revealed for the women next Monday. There is a ton of movement in the National Football League with free agency underway. Matt Verderam of FanSided is going to be hopping on with us at 5 o'clock. Some big names are on the move, and one name in particular, not necessarily a huge name, but a recognizable name, pulling the old last-second change of heart, going from one team back to another team. John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeyes set to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Alex Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes meeting the media in Iowa City today. And the big news, no more Twitter. Now, it does not sound like it's a permanent decision to forego social media, but Luca Garza, among other members of the team, speaking to Mark Emmert and those present, saying the team just felt that it was the right choice to make at this time. That the outside noise... Is outside noise the new greatest excuse in college basketball? Is it the new fall guy in college basketball? Can you just... Anytime anything goes wrong from here on out, are we blaming outside noise?
No, I think that outside noise is only a problem if you let outside noise be a problem. Good teams, championship-level teams, elite athletes, a lot of them, some of them let outside noise get into their everyday life, like Kevin Durant. You see this quite a bit, and it's to their detriment. And this is something that I have noticed with this group. And this is not the first time we've had this discussion about several players on the Iowa basketball team and their issues with dealing with trolls on Twitter. And when you let it become a distraction, it becomes a distraction. And that's just sort of not good news. And it affirms what we all believe, that a lot of these guys let that get into their heads. And that's really a huge issue for a Division I basketball team.
No more Twitter for the Iowa basketball team. Is that what it's going to take to get this team off the schneid? 319-366-1600. Not much else said today because, quite frankly, Iowa doesn't know much at this point. They have to wait for the winner of tomorrow's game between Illinois and Northwestern. Fran McCaffrey saying, look, these are two teams that play differing styles of basketball. So you kind of split up the preparation, 50% Northwestern, 50% Illinois. And the minute that game goes final tomorrow, you make a full-on switch to preparation for the team that wins that game. It's not the greatest position for the Hawkeyes to be in at the moment, but that's life once the postseason rolls around.
He says 50-50. It's probably 60-40 Northwestern, Illinois that you're looking at. I think Illinois is probably going to win that game. I think that Northwestern is a team that injuries have sort of derailed them, and they're I'm not going to say packing it in for the season, but there just isn't a whole lot of gas left in the tank. So I think it's going to be Illinois, but you have to keep that in your back pocket that it could be Northwestern. And you already know what Northwestern did when they came into Carver Hawkeye Arena been about a month now, and gave that team, gave you all kinds of fits if you're the Iowa basketball program. So I think the fears of a lot of fans are that this is going to be another one and done in the Big Ten tournament, and this team is just searching for answers, grasping at straws to try to make sure that does not happen.
And they are still firmly in the tournament at this point. I do not believe that there is a bracket projection that has Iowa on the outside looking in. Now, there are 400 of them out there, so perhaps I've overlooked one. But the Hawkeyes and Cyclones are both in the field at the moment. Speaking of the Cyclones, tough night for the Iowa State women last night, as heard on the KGYM airwaves, at least on 1600 AM. Brent Bloom had the call of the Big 12 Women's Championship. Number one Baylor, just too much to overcome. Kim Mulkey and the Bears claiming a Big 12 tournament crown. That's okay because Bill Fennelly and the Cyclones are headed back to Hilton Coliseum, where they, much like Lisa Bluter and the Hawkeyes, will get to benefit from playing the first round of the NCAA tournament on their home court.
I thought that they played very well for three quarters of that game, and then the number one team in the country, the unanimous number one team in the country, showed how good they are. And with 13 championships and 19 seasons for Kim Mulkey at Baylor, and she was very, very quick to point that out after the game. But an outstanding performance in the Big 12 tournament, and I think that Baylor just had a little bit more gas left in the tank come the fourth quarter of that game.
We've got a new poll question at KGYMradio.com. Have you ever let outside noise affect you? I'm curious, because this seems to be commonplace in 2019, and I'm trying to think somewhere along the line, and I can't quite get it pinpointed. Somewhere along the line, outside noise became a thing. I don't recall hearing too much about outside noise 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, I think that it's pretty easy to pinpoint the cause of outside noise. It's this website called Twitter.
So is outside noise, is that just Twitter?
No, I think that Instagram, social media in general is outside noise. Think about how else were fans going to voice their displeasure with a player or with a team before Twitter or any other social networking?
Sitting in the stands yelling at people like the guy did at Russell Westbrook last night in Utah.
Well, there's that, or calling into sports radio shows, which is great. That's a great way to voice your frustration. But Twitter just makes it easy. It makes it so that you can get to an athlete in however many characters that you have at your disposal now. And anybody who has an account can contact athletes. So I think that's where it's really taken off.
No one is holding a gun to the athlete's head saying you need to be on Twitter. That's the thing here. Or just mute your notifications. I can look at Twitter and I can get my news, if that's the way that most people would choose to just do it. You can read what's on your feed. You don't have to go and see your notifications. You don't have to interact with anybody if you don't want to.
But Todd, us millennials, we're addicted.
Outside noise.
We're addicted. And that's where I think that these kids go onto Twitter. And not only do they not mute their notifications, but they start searching the Twitter search engine. Well, I'm
that's
bumbling
called,
a little bit.
It's
but
called
they're searching
docaching.
For their name.
It's called docaching.
There's a
term for it where you go out and you search your name.
And we had Tom Brands on a year ago, and if you remember correctly,
when he would come on the show, yes,
if you remember correctly, he called out one of his own wrestlers for searching for his own name and replying and liking and retweeting one of the trolls who was talking crap about him. So this is, I think this is very much a younger generation thing. They're addicted to social media.
As sports fans, we like this when the player says that it fuels them, that it drives them, that it's the chip on the shoulder. Some we people embrace this. We're like, oh, man, look at this guy. He goes out there and he uses all of the doubt, all of the haters out there. He's drinking their tears. And then things go south and the same players want to say, well, it was the outside noise. Okay. How would it go over tomorrow at work if you're at your cubicle or your desk or your office and the boss comes in and they say you screwed something up the other day and you look at him and you go, I got to be honest with you, I let the outside noise get to me. I want you all to try that and then report back here tomorrow on the text line 319-366-1600. The next time that you screw something up at work, I want you to look your boss in the eye and tell him or her that I'm sorry, I let the outside noise get to me. 366-1600, by the way, is the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertine and Stocker, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. The NBA, by the way, has fined Russell Westbrook $25,000 for the altercation last night between himself and the fan in Utah. The fan has been banned from the arena permanently.
For life.
For life. And any other event at the his church could have a bake sale at the arena. And he can't
no
go
can
in.
Do.
Now, I don't know where you come down. Look, you buy a ticket and it doesn't guarantee you or doesn't give you the right to act like an idiot. But what comes along with a ticket? What should you expect when you buy a ticket? Well, we have this argument here in Eastern Iowa all the time between the people who want to sit on their rear ends at Carver Hawkeye Arena and the people who want to stand and cheer. This sort of falls into that murky area, although it's not quite the same thing. But what do you expect to be able to get away with when you buy a ticket? As they said on the Lebatard show earlier today, these are human beings. They're not animals at the zoo where you're going and trying to get the animal to react to you or something. Like the did you see the jaguar? And I can't remember where, was it the Arizona Zoo where the woman, I want so desperately to call her a moron, but she...
I mean, she is. That's fine. I'll do it for you.
She crossed over a barrier and tried to take a selfie with a jaguar. Was it a jaguar or a panther? It was a panther.
If you can't call her a moron, who can you call a moron?
And the panther was able to reach out through the enclosure and swipe at her and send her to the hospital. She didn't lose her life or anything. And then she came out and she said, in typical fashion, yeah, she shouldn't have crossed the barrier. It was her mistake. But she still thinks that the zoo should move the barrier back, a.k.a. I'm going to try to take responsibility here, but then ultimately at the last second, I'm going to pass the buck to the zoo.
Todd, does this not show you something about people and how addicted they are to social media? The point I was trying to make, somebody climbed into a panther habitat at the zoo for likes on social media. Let me repeat that one more time.
Yeah, because it's going to be a good picture. Hey, it's me and the panther.
Somebody was nearly mauled by a panther in order to get likes on Instagram. I'm usually not one to blame millennials for all of the world's problems, but I can admit that there is a social media addiction among young people in this country. That is very obvious to me by Iowa basketball team stepping off Twitter, but more so somebody climbing into a panther habitat at a zoo.
just, hey, you know what? I'm sorry, but the outside noise got to me. I saw the barrier. I saw the sign that said, don't cross the barrier. And the outside noise got to me. And I wanted to take a picture with the panther. 366-1600. Oh, we got a lot to get to today on the program. John Bonenkamp with us coming up at the bottom of the hour. We are going to be at Mulligan's on Thursday, the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com, returning to Mulligan's. Stop on in. We've got tickets to see Styx at the U.S. Cellular Center. You can win those with us just for enjoying happy hour from 3 until 6 and half-price wings from 6 until close. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com, returning to Mulligan's on Thursday. Very easy to find Mulligan's. Just take the 42nd Street exit off 380 and head east, regardless of south or north on 380. Just take 42nd Street, head east, and then you will tee out eventually with Old Marion Road. Take a left-hand turn, and you'll see Mulligan's not too far up on the left-hand side of the road off in the distance. Looking forward to being back there, and we should have plenty of basketball, postseason basketball, on the television sets at Mulligan's to take in on Thursday as we're gearing up for Iowa and either Illinois or Northwestern.
7854 asks on the text line, how do they enforce a ban to an arena? Well, facial recognition is everywhere in professional sporting arenas, correct?
Yes, and I think there's this sort of seedy underside to things that people may not realize, but it's no different. You go into a major league venue, like a baseball stadium or to an NFL stadium, they got more cameras in those places than a casino, and they will find you. If you have been banned from a building, they will find you. And it's not like they openly advertise this, but there's cameras everywhere.
It's there.
And there's some really big brother stuff going on. And so this yokel with his camouflaged Utah Jazz cap, which, I don't know. I've seen people making comments about that, and it is what it is. And people are digging through his Twitter feed, and it turns out that this guy isn't exactly a sympathetic figure. Well, neither is Russell Westbrook, but it's choosing the lesser of two evils sort of here once you take a deeper dive into things. But they will figure out your presence, and they will get you out of the arena, and it's trespassing, right? I mean, if you've been told
yes.
not to enter somewhere and you show up, then they're calling the cops on you. 366-1600. Are sports talk radio shows considered outside noise? 4723. Yes.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, this is outside noise. And if I were a coach, a football coach, basketball coach, I wouldn't want my players listening to an idiot like me blathering about losing 5 of the last 6 or whatever. Just, no, it doesn't do any good. Yep. So, yes. Sports talk radio shows are outside noise. You are listening to outside noise right now. So therefore, if you are listening to this program and not being productive at work, and the boss comes in and reams you a new one, you can say with a straight face, sorry, boss, outside noise. Let's go to Johnny in Manchester. Johnny, what's on your mind?
Well, just a comment on how fans should act. Don't they serve alcohol at these events?
At an NBA arena, yes.
Sure, yeah. I mean, and they kind of do that for a couple reasons, but one is to get the fan to yell a bit more, you know, be more enthusiastic, you know, get the hype and everything going. And you know, there's a lot of people that can't handle a certain amount of alcohol. So you got somebody that may have been drinking and a player that, of course, hasn't. And you might have something that isn't. He would ordinarily do if he hadn't had a few beers in him.
This is true. I think back to Ron Artest and the malice at the Palace. I'm assuming they sell beer at the Utah Jazz games. It's been a long time since I've been to Utah, and that is a state that it's sort of difficult. You can get your hands on alcohol in Utah. It's just not exactly as as socially accepted as it is elsewhere in the United States.
I saw a lot of Utah fans out at the Holiday Bowl festivities. Let's just say that they weren't having any trouble with that.
Okay. Well,
they were enjoying themselves.
They
were.
But
yes, I'm sure beer is sold at the Utah Jazz game. Yeah, I agree. This is sort of a gray area because when you go to any sporting event, you always hear that disclaimer or that PSA before the game. Any fan that's using hostile language, any fan who's whatever the verbiage they use, it's not necessarily clear on what a fan can and can't say and where you cross over the line into being hostile. Now, I think most of us can say, take it case by case, and you know it when you hear it. You know when somebody crosses the line when you hear it. But here we are today, and people don't know whether to take the fan side or Russell Westbrook's side.
This guy is planning on suing Russell Westbrook. So good luck with that.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Russell Westbrook, who's been fined $25,000 by the NBA. 319-366-1600. Again, John Bonenkamp coming up bottom of the hour. Matt Verderam of FanSided with us inside the 5 o'clock hour. NFL free agency certainly operates on a different timetable from Major League Baseball free agency. There was more action yesterday in about an hour than there was the entire offseason for Major League Baseball. We'll chat with Matt about that coming up in about 35 minutes. We'll take a quick timeout. When we return, how you could win $500 just for filling out an NCAA bracket, and Kyle will have a big board update for you back after this.
Basketball is a fast-paced, strategic game. In many ways, it's a lot like your business. You need the right game plan and team to win in business. Network Computer Solutions is your bench when it comes to the tech issues that can make the difference between winning and losing. Call NCS at 247-7223, 247-7223, and put them on your IT team. NCS is your big-time IT department at a fraction of the cost. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
You could win $500 in the I'm On Communications KGYM Bracket Challenge. Get details now at KGYMradio.com. I'm On Communications, your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Look at this guy, so hopped up on goofballs and grass, he's got no idea what's going on.
428, welcome back in. I'm On Communications is once again partnered with us here at KGYM to make someone $500 richer just for participating in March Madness. Fill out your bracket with us on Selection Sunday. Get it locked in before tip-off next Thursday. And whoever has the best bracket at the end of the tournament is going to win $500 in cash, courtesy of I'm On Communications. Details available at KGYMradio.com. Kyle is with us in the studio. Time now for a big board update.
Fran McCaffrey and certain Iowa basketball players met with the media today in Iowa City, and Fran talked about how they're preparing for Illinois and Northwestern ahead of the Big Ten tournament. But the most interesting note came from Luca Garza, who revealed the team recently decided to stay off of Twitter. He said that the team decided the outside noise wasn't hurting, but wasn't helping either. The 13th-ranked Iowa State women put up one heck of a fight last night, taking on top-ranked Baylor in the Big 12 championship. The Baylors led only 48-44 entering the fourth quarter, but they dominated to close out and win 67-49. Alexa Middleton led with 18 and Bridget Carlton had 13. Lisa Bluder has the Hawkeyes ranked 8th, pretty locked into a 2-seed and coming off her team's first Big Ten tournament title in 18 seasons. So today she was named a semifinalist for the Naismith Coach of the Year. Big Ten champion Alex Marinelli was named to the USA Wrestling Athlete of the Week today, and he's one of 9 Hawkeyes going to the NCAA tournament next week. Spencer Lee, Austin DeSanto, Max Murin, Pat Lugo, Caleb Young, Cash Wilkie, and Jacob Warner all earned automatic bids, and it was announced today that heavyweight Sam Stoll also received an at-large bid. Iowa State will match with 9 participants, and UNI will take 6. Mount Vernon's Jake Hilmer was named Iowa's Mr. Basketball today, edging out 5-star Ohio State commit DJ Carton and 4-star Iowa commit Pat McCaffrey. Tonight after the show, we're going to have Gonzaga taking on St. Mary's in the West Coast Conference title game, beginning at 7:45 on the FMs.
I think you meant to say North Lynn.
I did mean to say that.
Yeah,
sorry.
No worries. Sometimes
just a lot of outside noise.
There you go, man.
A lot of outside noise.
Yes.
Today.
Yes. It is. You get a free pass. You can screw anything up in life and just, hey, outside noise.
Delightful.
Outside noise. You walk in, your wife is cheating on you, you come home, you catch her, and she looks at you and she goes, sorry, honey, outside noise. But you can't do anything about it. It's that dreaded outside noise. John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeye set to join us in just a few minutes. John was in Iowa City earlier today, hearing what Fran McCaffrey had to say about the upcoming trip to the Big Ten tournament. The Hawkeyes presumably heading to Chicago at some point tomorrow. They will play the late game Thursday. We just don't know who the opponent is. Back with more and John after this.
This bottom of the hour break is brought to you by Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids. Stop in at Third Base. You're practically home.
In sports, as in life, the best rise to the top. That's how college brackets work, and it's how Third Base Brewery has curated their in-house brews for the past 20 years. Only the greatest survive. Maybe that's why friends come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in and watch the madness unfold at Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Is he the answer? Is he as good as we all tend to believe he is? I mean, he did win a Super Bowl just over a year ago. But when Nick Foles did that, he wasn't the man, the franchise, the future. He was the replacement, the backup, the only option the Eagles had. Now it's all different. Now he is the man making $22 million a year to save the Jaguars, a franchise that in recent history has really been just a quarterback short of championship caliber. But now they have that quarterback, or at least they hope they do. The pressure is different now for Foles. I mean, yes, he handled Super Bowl pressure beautifully, and that certainly does say something. But now it will be him that fans will say has to save us. No more Blake Bortles and his far too many chances to make good. Those chances are gone. Foles represents hope for the Jags. You think that'll be easy? The only thing easy about it is that he's dealing with Jacksonville fans and media and not Philadelphia fans and media. But everything else, including a $50 million guaranteed commitment, means Foles now faces an entirely new set of pressures. In 60 seconds, the word bubble.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high-speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Golic, did you know that Gatorade Zero has all the same electrolytes but with zero sugar?
I did know that because I drank some Gatorade Zero after I ran 2 miles at the gym this morning.
Two? Please, I ran 3.
Did I mention I also was on a 6 incline?
You didn't, but that's interesting because that's 2 less than I was on.
Were you also running backwards? Because I was.
No.
Gatorade Zero, all the electrolytes with zero sugar. So you can get more out of zero.
over the next 5-6 days, you won't hear another word more than the word bubble. Some are on it, some nowhere near it, some want no part of it, some would do anything to be associated with it. For some, it will pop, others will be bumped from it, others will be the ones who send some to it. The bubble. Championship week invades every major conference now, with Selection Sunday just 5 days away. Imagine your fate potentially being decided by teams and games with which you have nothing to do. You might be Belmont, who plays no more games but needs help from all over the country to get you into the dance, or Alabama, who does need to win at least a couple of games, but they'll root for results it needs from coast to coast. Why? To be on the right side of the bubble when it matters most. What a great time of the year. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
As we get deeper into the college basketball season, it becomes pretty clear that the top-ranked teams are those who landed star players during the recruiting season. But if you're running a business, where do you go to find top recruits? LinkedIn, where people go every day to make connections, grow their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you are looking for and then recommends qualified candidates, many of whom you won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. Build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
Hang on just a sec. Let me settle in and I'll be right back.
$30 to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill could be yours just for sticking with us through the 6 o'clock hour tonight. Tania Davis of the Big Ten champion Iowa women set to join us inside the third and final hour. Matt Verderam of FanSided also with us tonight at 5 o'clock as we take a look at what's gone down in the early going of NFL free agency. Plenty to get to. Poll question today, KGYMRadio.com. Stop by the website and vote. It has to do with outside noise. I want to know from our next guest, what's more distracting, John Bonenkamp? Outside noise? What, you've got, let's say, The Fugitive on TV in the Hawkeye newsroom or something else. Outside noise. What's more distracting?
The Fugitive is distracting because I'm going to be watching that. Whatever else goes on will be distracting to watching The Fugitive. But yeah, the outside noise, it's a big distraction, I think, right now for everyone. So anyway.
It sounds like the Iowa players are off Twitter. I don't know about the rest of social media, but Twitter is a persona non grata for the rest of the postseason. Good move on their part.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe they should have done it maybe a couple of weeks ago, maybe when this whole thing started. But, you know, I do think it's a good thing. I think it's you can get caught up, and we get caught up in it sometimes, in people that come at you and say things and argue with you, and then you figure out a couple hours into the whole thing, why exactly am I arguing with this person? And I do think it's a good thing. I think it's a good way for them. You know, we make fun of Kirk Ferentz sometimes and the fact that the Iowa football players are another. Well, now we kind of know. And I mean, after you know, years of being on Twitter, now we figured it out. So yeah, I don't disagree with it. I think it was a good move. I think it should have been done maybe a week earlier. But I think either way, I think it's you got to just block it all out right now and then concentrate on the task at hand.
Do you think this has been something that has been building? Because with this core group, we've seen some clashes on Twitter with Twitter trolls in the past. We've seen it back with former players. This isn't necessarily anything new with this basketball program.
No, it's not. It's nothing new. And I mean, I appreciate sometimes their candor and the things that they say. And, you know, I know that also rubs people the wrong way. And then, like I said, when you do that, then they come back at you. And then if you start arguing with them, then, you know, you've wasted time and energy and whatever. And so I do think, like I said, I think it's a good move. I think it's an opportunity for them to just kind of shut everything out and concentrate on what they're doing. And if people want to attack them, you know, have at it, but we're not going to be listening. And so I think it's a good thing.
Where does this team appear to be at mentally after the latest kick in the shorts Sunday in Lincoln?
You know, that was kind of the question that was asked today. And Luke Garza, it hurt. You know, that game the other day hurt. I mean, when you're up big late and you give up that many points in that short amount of time and then, you know, not get a chance to win the game, that can hurt you a little bit. And I do think they're in a good place. And I think it's just a matter of, you know, can they get a win in Chicago? Because I think one win maybe kind of breaks them out of this and gets them going again. But, I mean, I do think they played well at times on Sunday. And I think that's been kind of the focus here in the review of that game and getting ready for this week. And because it's like Fran McCaffrey said today, it's like you can break down the tape and find a lot of good things that they did in that game that maybe they didn't do in the Wisconsin game and maybe they didn't do in the Rutgers game. And so, you know, I think this loss probably hurt them more than those losses did. But I think maybe they saw some positives out of it and realized it's probably close to maybe cracking through this ice and getting back into getting a win. That's all. I think that's what they need right now.
Yeah, whoever they play, whether it's Illinois or Northwestern, what does this team need to do to avoid that first round loss to a double digit seed that a lot of Iowa fans have been accustomed to seeing?
Get off to a good start. And I mean, it's a matter of, you know, don't. You know, if you miss shots early, you know, stay confident. They've got to be confident throughout the game. And it's also a matter of just playing defense, playing good defense or even adequate defense. And, you know, that's something that they haven't done here in the last four games, and it's really come back to bite them. And I think it's just a matter of hitting shots, getting off to a good start, and then playing good defense for 40 minutes. I mean, you're going to have wells here and there. I mean, teams are going to make a run on you, but you have to make sure they're not big runs and that they runs that take you out of the game. So I think to me, that's the biggest thing is just getting stops and getting that going early and keeping it going throughout the game.
I know Fran said today they're going to split up their preparation kind of 50-50 here. Is that the best way to approach this? I mean, they're going into this. They don't really know who they're going to play, and this game is less than 2 days away.
Yeah, and that's the bad thing, too. And it's not just a game where you don't know where you're going to play, but you're also not going to know until, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock that night who you're going to play the next day. And so I think really, you know, it's a matter of, you know, I think you do kind of have to split up the preparation a little bit. But at the same time, I think you got to worry about yourself and what is it you're not doing or what is it you need to do. And so I think that preparation from that standpoint, I think has to be done. And it goes back to what I said earlier about what are they doing on defense. And so, you know, you split up the preparation, but I think you got to worry about yourselves too.
John, any idea what's going on with Tyler Cook these past couple of weeks? He's been a little bit up and down and offensively turning the ball over quite a bit.
Right. I think it's kind of maybe the way teams are playing him. You know, he's getting a lot of double teams, but I think a lot of it comes from frustration. You know, again, when you talk about getting off to a quick start, that's a guy you want to get off to a quick start because he can get frustrated. And when he gets frustrated, then that, I think that's he tries to force the action. When you force the action, turnovers happen. So I think you want to get him. When you talk about getting people off to a good start, I think he's the one that really has to get off to a good start on Thursday night against whoever they play. Get him some touches, get him some good looks, and then go from there.
This team is solidly in the NCAA tournament right now. Would a loss Thursday in Chicago jeopardize that?
I think it kind of depends on how bad the loss is, and I think it kind of depends on what happens then the rest of the weekend, not only within the Big Ten tournament but around the nation. I think there, if you look at the resume, everybody seems to focus on, you know, their blemishes, and what people don't realize is that there are a lot of teams out there that have blemishes. And, you know, I pointed that out yesterday on my blog that, yeah, okay, they've got a quad three loss, but so does Purdue and so does Cincinnati. So how much is that really going to affect what they do? You know, I mean, if you look at the record against quad one and quad two teams, it's similar to teams like Virginia Tech and Mississippi State and all that, teams that are locked into the tournament. So their resume is blemished, but there's a lot of blemishes out there on a lot of different resumes. So I think it just depends on the way the loss looks, and I think it's just on what happens. And I mean, if they lose by 20 on a neutral court to a Northwestern on Thursday night, that's something that's going to come up in the committee room at some point. And especially when you get down to those last few teams. So, you know, you have a chance to make an impact this weekend, but you can hurt yourself too very easily.
Does looking at the bubble and how weak it is this year and seeing teams like Ohio State and Indiana and then in other conferences, TCU and Oklahoma, teams with below 500 conference record, should that sort of cement the fact that Iowa is in the tournament firmly? Because there are a lot of teams where you look at their resume, and in past years, they're not making it in. Yet this year, Joe Lunardi and all the bracketologists have them in.
Right. And I mean, I think it's, I do think that again, committees change, you know, the committee changes every now and then. And so then I think sometimes the view changes. But I think somebody's going to look and say, that's a team that finished 500 in the Big Ten. That's a team that had some quality wins. It's a team that had some devastating losses. But you can say that about a lot of teams. And I mean, really, you know, one of the things in the committee room that people don't realize is sometimes resumes do go up head-to-head. If they put the resume up head-to-head with Indiana, they're going to see that they beat them twice. And that can make a big difference. So I like I said, I think they're in. I think they're an 8 or 9 seed. I think if they would lose by 20 on Thursday, then you drop down to a 10 seed. Maybe you fall into that Dayton category. I don't know, because I think a lot of it depends on what happens around the rest of the country. But I think at this point, I think they're in good shape right now. It's just a matter of how they play in Chicago as to where they end up.
John Bonenkamp with us from the Burlington Hawkeye as we take a look at the Hawkeyes heading to Chicago for the Big Ten tournament. Where's your favorite location for the Big Ten tournament, John?
Indy. I mean, I just like, because I mean, you could walk out of the arena and there's restaurants all around, and you know, there's hotels nearby, and it's a lot easier to get around. You walk out of the United Center, you're in a whole lot there. So my favorite's Indianapolis. I wish it would stay there, but I realize it's going to move around and around. So it is what it is, but I like Indy. That's always been my favorite. Plus, you get the Beef House on the way over and back.
You can get your paycheck cashed outside the United Center.
True.
I think that's a couple blocks,
yeah.
A couple blocks away. So don't say there's nothing to do outside
the checks cash place. You know, Malcolm X College and all those things around there. So, but yeah, I mean, you wish there was kind of, you know, more restaurants, more things like that around there. But that's why I like Indy. It seems more centrally located where you can do a lot of different things after the game and that sort of thing.
The question that I was going to ask you there before it sort of slipped my mind and I went back to my follow-up question was, Fran got in a little bit of not necessarily hot water on Sunday, but he said 10-10 in the Big Ten is tremendous. We spent a little bit of time discussing that yesterday. I know what he was trying to say. He was trying to say
right.
That the Big Ten is a meat grinder and that's a good record in that tough of a league. How would you have said it so that it maybe avoided a little bit of the controversial tone?
I think the way you said it, and I mean, I think if you sit there and say, I mean, you just sit there and say, I think 10-10 is pretty good when you consider it as difficult as this league is. And, you know, and you mentioned the fact that it could have been a lot better if, you know, if it wasn't for the last four games. It was a succinct answer, and I think it was too succinct, and I think that's what got everybody mad. It was the that's football of the basketball season. So, like I said, I got what he was saying too, but when, you know, and again, if you would ask people at the beginning of the year, do you want to be 21-10, 10-10 and in line for an NCAA tournament bid in March 12th? Yeah, you're going to take that, you know, but the way they finished, I think has really got some people up in arms.
I completely agree with you. Hey, I've been busy the last hour or so. Has the FBI located Aunt Becky?
I don't know yet. That's one of the first things I did because I realized she's a fugitive. So, you know, which ties into the theme of what we began the show with. So anyway, so hopefully they'll find her probably in a dam somewhere and she'll jump into the water, you know, so This will be a new Netflix movie.
At least Felicity Huffman is in custody of federal law enforcement. Yes. Our long national nightmare is over. John, we appreciate it. Have safe travels to Chicago, and we'll touch base with you down the road.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good one.
John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeye, and he did, as he referenced during that segment, go over some of the warts on Iowa's resume, but also pointed out that there are a number of other teams that have similar blemishes at his blog at the Burlington Hawkeyes website, which is thehawkeye.com. And the last time I checked, it wasn't behind a paywall. I don't know whether it is now or not, but go check that out. As he points out, Purdue, Cincinnati, there are some other teams out there that have some quote-unquote bad losses on their resume. I really don't know what to expect this year from the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee, but we'll find out together on Sunday, the selection show traditionally airing right here on KGYM. We will have it for you as the Hawkeyes and Cyclones find out their destination. Again, I think both teams are in the tournament at this point. It's just a matter of where they're going to be seated and who the opponents are going to be. 319-366-1600. And if you have no idea what we're talking about with Full House references and Felicity Huffman, we'll get to that when we return after this.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible Originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else, plus a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs, all with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is on us.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid March 14th through 17th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
In life, we come to expect certain things. Light bulbs light and tigers roar. But what if we came to expect something more? At Honda, that's just what we do. And it's led us to the Honda Accord LX. With more torque and passenger volume than a Toyota Camry. Hurry in to your local Honda dealer and test drive the Honda Accord today to see what expecting more gets you.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to centralmidwesthondadealers.com for more details.
Comparison made to comparably equipped models. See dealer for financing details.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Alexis, I've reviewed your resume online, and I think you're very professional, punctual, a fantastic listener, and I believe you'd be a great fit at our company.
Dave, we've talked about this. I will not be your employee. I'm your therapist.
Is this reverse psychology?
No, Dave.
Does that mean yes?
We're out of time, Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
School is in session on KGYM. Attend the gym class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes weekdays from 3 until 4. Then sit in on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 to 7. But when the bell rings and it's time to go home, don't forget about extracurricular activities on Smart FM. Like Live from the Soundboard with Glenn Gardner Saturday nights at 7 and Sunday mornings at 10. And great new wave tracks on High Tide with Just John Saturday nights at 8. Smart FM.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Let's keep that on the down low. It's not exactly street legal.
So if you woke up, if you're like me, you wake up and you roll over and you grab your phone, and the first thing you do in the morning, other than looking to see what time it is or shutting your alarm off, you probably take a peek at Twitter to see what's going on, the so-called outside noise, if you will. And that's where you most likely came across news today of Operation Varsity Blues, which is an FBI sting. They are arrested. Was it about 50 people now for basically bribing their children's way into prestigious universities or schools that are hard to get into? And many of these instances involve basically paying to have the students recruited or viewed as recruits for athletic teams so that they can get in the door, whereas they otherwise would not have. And this investigation has led to arrest warrants on Felicity Huffman, who was on Desperate Housewives, the wife of William H. Macy, terrific actor in his own right, and Lori Loughlin, who plays Aunt Becky on Full House, who reportedly paid for both of her daughters to get into USC under the guise that they were rowers. They don't row. The youngest daughter is an influencer on social media. She's got over a million.
An influencer.
She's got like a million followers on her Instagram account. She's a vlogger. Fascinating stuff here.
I just thought if you had enough money, you can get your kid into pretty much anywhere. Didn't realize you had to bribe coaches.
If you've got enough money, you don't even need to go to college.
Well,
Your money and connections are going to get you everything you need in life.
But they felt like they
especially
needed
especially when
to,
you're a vlogger.
They needed to go through the athletic department and take that step instead of just paying their kids way into the school.
But they
you know the good old fashioned way.
But they weren't athletic. Yeah, buy a building. Name a building. Buy a building.
Doesn't seem that hard.
And get it named after yourself, and then the next thing you know, your kid is going to school there. The good old-fashioned way. You know what this kid is dealing with today? Outside noise.
Outside noise.
Let's squeeze in Brent in Cedar Rapids. He wants to weigh in on the Hawkeyes before we get to Kyle's big board update. Brent, what's going on?
Hey, just a quick question for your thoughts. I think they're in the NCAA as well, but for the program, do you think it would be better for them to win a game, maybe two if they're lucky in the NCAA, or go to the NIT and have a deep run and maybe even win the whole thing? Just what do you think would be better for the program at this stage? So thanks a lot for taking my call.
Brent, I think there was one point and one point in time only where it was appropriate to be excited about or wanting the Hawkeyes in the NIT, and that was when they actually did make that run
right
to the NIT
when
finals. When they were building as a program. Right now,
it's 9 years.
You don't want anything to do with the National Invitation Tournament.
No NIT.
Nope. No NIT. You go to the NCAA tournament, get your teeth kicked in by 20 points in the NCAA tournament. Look, this is not, that's something that you use with a young team. This is not a young team. And it's also a coach who's been on the job for essentially a decade. No NIT. The NIT is never better than the NCAA tournament, except for perhaps the one instance that we just referenced when the program is being rebuilt and you've got a young team, and in that instance, maybe it's better to go to the NIT. If it's all about winning games, isn't that exactly the same thing, the problem that Iowa got into this in the first place by scheduling cupcake opponents in the non-conference season, and then once Big Ten play rolls around, you realize that you got a bunch of not-ready-for-primetime players? I mean, I get the idea that everybody feels good when the team wins, but you don't want to see them go to the NIT and play the Little Sisters of the Poor and get a W just to feel better about yourself, do you? Let's bring Kyle in. He's got a big board update.
Fran McCaffrey and certain Iowa basketball players met with the media today in Iowa City, and Fran talked about how they're preparing for Illinois and Northwestern ahead of the Big Ten tournament. But the most interesting note came from Luca Garza, who revealed the team recently decided to stay off of Twitter. He said the team decided the outside noise wasn't hurting, but wasn't helping either. The 13th-ranked Iowa State women put one up heck of a fight last night, taking on top-ranked Baylor in the Big 12 championship. The Bears led only 48-44 entering the fourth quarter, but they dominated to close out and win 67-49. Lisa Bluter has the Hawkeyes ranked 8th, pretty locked into a 2-seed and coming off her team's first Big Ten tournament title in 18 seasons, and today she was named a semifinalist for the Naismith Coach of the Year. Big Ten champion Alex Marinelli was named the USA Wrestling Athlete of the Week today, and he's one of 9 Hawkeyes going to the NCAA tournament next week. Spencer Lee, Austin DeSanto, Max Murin, Pat Lugo, Caleb Young, Cash Wilkie, and Jacob Warner all earned automatic bids, and it was announced today that heavyweight Sam Stoll also received an at-large bid. Iowa State will match with 9 participants, and UNI will take 6. North Lynn's Jake Hilmer was named Iowa's Mr. Basketball today, edging out 5-star Ohio State commit DJ Carton and 4-star Iowa commit Pat McCaffrey. And tonight after the show, we're going to have Gonzaga taking on St. Mary's in the West Coast Conference title game. And that's going to begin at 7:45 on the FMs.
You never want to go to the NIT and win games. No. Just no. NFL free agency is underway. The new league calendar brings with it many faces in new places. Matt Verderam of FanSided joins us to break down some of those moves next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Breaking news, the Jazz permanently banned the fan who got into a heated exchange last night with Thunder point guard Russell Westbrook. The ban based on excessive and derogatory verbal abuse directed at Westbrook. Westbrook has been fined $25,000 by the NBA for directing profanity and threatening language to a fan. The league suspended Toronto's Serge Ibaka 3 games and Cleveland's Marquise Chris 1 game for their involvement in a fight last night. ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting running back Latavius Murray intends to sign a 4-year, $14 million contract with the Saints. He'll shakes up the running back market and means Mark Ingram will not return to New Orleans. ESPN Monday Night Football analyst Booger McFarland disagrees with the signing.
I think Mark Ingram fits what they want to do better. Like, Murray is a thumper downhill. But if you think about Ingram in the screen game and some of the things that he gave the Saints, I like Ingram as a better fit than Murray.
Booger McFarland. The Lions agreed to a 5-year, $90 million contract with defensive end Trey Flowers, $56 million guaranteed. Linebacker Anthony Barr will not be signing with the Jets. Instead, he's opting to return to the Vikings.
Coming up Wednesday, money. Money everywhere. More money. The new NFL league year is officially underway, and we'll have the latest on every major move and signing. Plus, Warriors-Rockets, is this a must-win for Golden State? We'll preview the matchup Wednesday, Golden Wingo, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid March 14th through 17th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
I'm Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Nick Foles is heading to Jacksonville. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport and Mike Garofolo, the former Super Bowl MVP is expected to sign a 4-year, $88 million deal with the Jags and can make up to $102 million with incentives. DeSean Jackson is headed back to Philly. Rappaport and Garofolo reporting, The Bucks agreed to trade Jackson and a 2020 seventh round pick to the Eagles for a 2019 sixth round pick. The speedster wideout spent the first six seasons of his career in Philadelphia. Landon Collins is staying in the NFC East. The former Giants safety is expected to sign a six-year deal with Washington. Rappaport says it's worth $84 million and includes $45 million in guaranteed money. Tyrann Mathieu is expected to join Eric Berry in Kansas City. Rappaport says it's a three-year deal for the former Texan safety worth $42 million. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Napa Know-How.
This month, at your local Napa Auto Care Center, when you get a premium oil change with a cabin air filter, you also get a $15 mail-in rebate, which means the pros do the job and you get paid. Wait, what? Get your premium oil change and a cabin air filter and save $15 at Napa Auto Care. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Offer ends 4/30/19.
24/7, 365. You're up and at them every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Wow. It's kind of intimidating to be in the presence of so many great athletes.
5:05, welcome back in as we make our way toward 7 o'clock tonight. Coming up in just a few minutes, I'm going to tell you how you can help keep local radio great. Until then, we'll keep on trucking right here on 1600 AM as well as 106.3 and 107.5 FM in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids, respectively. Taniya Davis of the Big Ten champion Iowa women's basketball team set to join us inside the 6 o'clock hour tonight. Also, you'll have an opportunity to take home a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. They've got three locations across the corridor, one in Marion and two in Cedar Rapids. LaCantina319.com. is the website. As we alluded to in hour number one, the timeline on NFL free agency is a little bit different than Major League Baseball free agency. We went through one of the coldest hot stove seasons ever, and then in the span of about, 2 hours yesterday, things got kicked off with a bang. News dumps everywhere, guys waiting to sign, guys signing. Matt Verderam of FanSided, who's joined us on the program in the past and has done a tremendous job anytime we've had him on, is with us now. And Matt, I think there are a lot of people out there that are waiting for the Le'Veon Bell news to drop. What's the latest?
It feels like everything and nothing with Le'Veon Bell all at the same time. Earlier today, the Jets were still firmly involved as the favorites. The Bears were involved to an extent. The Ravens were involved. Then, as the day wore on, the Raiders kind of got in there. And for a minute, it appeared, and I even reported as though the two sides were coming somewhat close to a deal. Now it's gone radio silent. And so Bell's market has dropped significantly because teams like Chicago, teams like Baltimore, even teams on the periphery like Indianapolis have just dropped out at this point, from his demands, from what he was asking for. And I think ultimately, smart money now, I think, says the Jets. I don't think there's a whole lot of competition. The Raiders are still involved. But I think with the Jets, with Anthony Barr backing out, they now have more money again. And so the Raiders have made plenty of big splashes throughout. I think they were prepared to make one more this afternoon. But with it winding down, I think ultimately you look at the Jets and say they're probably the favorites. Although Bell is not going to get the contract that I think a lot of us thought he was going to get even 6-7 hours ago.
Yeah, you mentioned the market dropping. What kind of ballpark deal is a 26 year or 27 year old running back off fresh off of a year in which he didn't play going to get?
Well, that's the whole thing, right? It's such a weird situation because there's really never been a precedent for this. Now, normally, guys aren't sitting out a whole year unless they're hurt. And, of course, he wasn't hurt. He just didn't want to play a second straight year on the franchise tag in Pittsburgh. So there were indications, and I reported here at FanSided earlier today, that he was looking at potentially getting a four-year contract somewhere in the range of $17 to $20 million a year, which would have been a record-breaking contract for a running back. Now, he's waited and waited and waited, playing one team against another, and it seems as though that has kind of backfired on him. Now, there are league-wide reports that he's looking at about $11 to $12 million a year. Obviously, that's a significant difference. The ultimate number that matters is guaranteed money. He likes to get around 45. It looks bleak at this point. He's just simply waited it out too long. I had one agent say to me, why are they waiting? What are they doing? Just take the best deal and sign it. And I think there's a little bit of pressure on his representation because you have to try to make up the money you lost last year. And if you don't, well, then you look foolish. And unfortunately for them, I think by waiting and waiting, they've lost some money. They've lost a lot of leverage. And I think ultimately they're going to probably have to answer a lot of tough questions as to why this went the way it did.
Latavius Murray reportedly is set to agree to a four-year deal with the Saints. What does that do to the running back market?
Well, from all reports, they agreed to terms 4 years. I believe it was about $3 million, three and a half a year. Assuming he doesn't pull Anthony Barr and he stays with New Orleans, that means Mark Ingram's gone. Mark Ingram, I believe it was Ian Rappaport who reported that Ingram would be looking to go to Baltimore, that he's the favorite there. Makes a lot of sense. Baltimore in the past is like that strong, powerful back. They usually don't break the bank in free agency, so Bell would have been a departure from that. Now you look at it and say, okay, well, if Ingram goes there, let's say he gets $7 million a year, he's probably going to be the third highest paid running back of this class. You look at guys like Tevin Coleman, he's still out there. He'll probably come in between Ingram and Bell, closer to Ingram. And Bell is going to be the one guy that's double digits on an annual basis. Now, whether or not that comes in at the 11 to 12 that now is kind of expected, or if some team, whether it's the Jets or the Raiders, jumps up and says, hey, you know what, the heck with it, we'll give you $15 million a year. That remains to be seen. But I think really look, Bell's deal is going to be far beyond anybody else makes, and then Coleman will slot in right above Ingram, and then there's another drop-off after that.
Now, Matt, I want to ask you about Antonio Brown because we all know that while the NBA is a players' league, the players run the show. It's exactly the opposite in the NFL. So how do you think that the owners are receiving the precedent of Antonio Brown skipping a game last year, demanding a trade, getting a trade to where he wants to go, restructuring his contract, and making sure that the team that he was with gets way less value of a return as a result of it?
Well, there's no doubt the owners aren't thrilled about it. But I think, you know, I've heard it said, and I'm sure everybody's heard it said, well, now what a team's going to do, a player can now do this because they see Antonio Brown do it. You have to be as good as Antonio Brown to do that. And that's where it becomes significantly harder. I mean, look, if you're a second-rate player or even a really good player but not a great player, most teams aren't going to deal with that. So I think with Brown, he's a very unique case. I don't think you're going to start seeing that a lot. The NFL is just structured differently than sports like the NBA. The NBA, all the money is guaranteed. And it's almost accepted that at this point it's a players' league, and that's the way it's going to be. The NFL is not like that. Now, that's not to say that the situation with Brown doesn't challenge that somewhat, because it certainly does. But with the way NFL contracts are, as long as there's non-guaranteed contracts, it's just very hard to do Brown did. He gets away with it because he's phenomenal. And for most of his career, he's been a pretty straightforward guy. There haven't been a lot of problems. There hasn't been a ton of noise up until really about the last year or so. But it's definitely something that teams are going to look at and say, okay, well, we have to make sure that situation doesn't happen to us. And how do you do that? Well, you take care of guys. You stay on top of things. And if you start to smell some trouble, maybe you trade early, then rather play it all the way out, and you end up getting stuck with that situation Pittsburgh did.
Fansided's Matt Verderam with us, breaking down the early stages of NFL free agency. Blake Bortles getting almost $50 million guaranteed. What were your thoughts on that?
I'm sorry, say one more time. I cut off a second.
Nick Foles, I'm sorry, $50 million guaranteed in free agency.
Sure.
What were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, okay. It's an interesting situation because with Foles, there really wasn't a market beyond Jacksonville. I think everybody knew that going in. But when you're talking about a starting quarterback, and obviously that's what he's going to be in Jacksonville, you know, the going rate is a minimum, really, of $20 million if you think the player is any good. And Foles is a good player. He's not great, but he's a Super Bowl MVP. He's somebody who, you know, should be able to at least make Jacksonville a respectable team again, maybe a playoff contender with that really good defense behind him. So I think it's a good contract all around. I really didn't have a lot of issues with it. I know some people feel like Jacksonville overpaid, but Foles wasn't going to go there for $15 million. I know the options weren't a ton, but at the same point, if you're Jacksonville, are you really going to lowball the guy and have your relationship start off in that contentious of a note? I mean, in essence, the contract is going to be really a two-year deal with a couple of options on the end of it. So I think Jacksonville did fine there. Look, Foles, $50 million guaranteed, he's set for life. So I think he's fine. But I didn't have the issue with it. Some people did. I think ultimately the Jaguars are saying, hey, this is going to be our guy at least for the next couple of years. We'll figure it out after then. We'll kick the can down the road a little bit. But in the meantime, we've got a great defense. We've got a team that is set up to be able to run the ball when Leonard Fournette can stay on the field, and you go forward from there.
Matt, there are a lot of Chiefs fans here in the area. What does is Tyrann Mathieu a piece that can help rebuild that defense with new defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo?
Absolutely. I thought Tyrann Mathieu was one of the best signings of the day. Look, I'm typically someone who says signing a player to a big money deal is a bad idea, especially in free agency. But if you're going to do it, spend it on a guy who's a legitimate star, who's a younger player. And Mathieu fits that bill in both senses. He's a star player. He's an all-pro. He's a pro bowler. He was healthy all the way through last year, which, of course, has always been the thing that's bothered him, as he's had some injuries in the past. And he's 26 years old, the 27 in May. So I think the Chiefs getting him on a three-year deal with the $14 million, it's significant. It's maybe a little more than they want to spend. But at the same point, once Landon Collins got $16 million a year from Washington, then all bets were off. Safeties were all going to get more than they were slotted to originally. And so the Chiefs paid a premium. But the nice thing with Mathieu, he's the most unique player in the league in the sense. You can play him anywhere in the secondary. He can come down in the box. He can blitz. He can play center field. He can play slot corner. He can play on the boundary. And when you have a defense that likes to blitz in some exotic ways like Spagnuolo's defense does, that's a really, really valuable thing. He was the number one guy on the Chiefs free agency board, and they got him.
Matt, which team has done the most to improve their lot since we've kicked off free agency?
I think the Packers have done a great job. They really have. And the Packers, of course, for years and years and years, were not a team that ever really went into free agency at all. When Ted Thompson was there, they never spent any money in free agency. But I like what Brian Gutekunst has done. You look at the team, they add Preston Smith, who I thought was one of the more underrated guys coming to free agency. They added Jadarius Smith as well on the other side, who's another player who, if you watched Baltimore last year, you couldn't miss him. He got pressure on the quarterback consistently. Both guys are young guys in their mid-20s. And then Adrian Amos comes over. They steal him from the Bears. He's a really solid safety who I think has more room to grow, kind of an up-and-comer coming off that rookie deal. So I think the Packers did a great job. And there are certainly some other teams in there as well, but I really thought overall Green Bay improved itself the most, and I thought Baltimore lost the most. Baltimore just lost a ton of guys, and that's a defensive team, and at this point it's hard to look at that defense and say what the strength of it is.
In looking at the Packers, I think a lot of fans were concerned going into this offseason that they needed to fill so many holes. Now they addressed the pass rushing situation, like you mentioned. They needed a safety. Does this affect how they're going to use those two first-round picks and how does that factor into the equation of the rest of their offseason?
Yeah, I think it's a good question, something to ponder. This is a draft that's filled with edge rushers. I had one personnel man in the league tell me that he thought there were 12 edge rushers that deserved the first-round grade. Now, obviously, they're not all going to go in the first round, but that just goes to show the thought process of what this class is offering. And I don't think he's alone in that assessment. So the Packers could have waited, but now by taking care of that, really, with Jadarius Smith and Preston Smith, now the Packers can start to look at, okay, where do we go from here? Do we upgrade on the offensive side of the ball? I think they have the running back in Aaron Jones, but do they go for a tight end? If one of the Iowa kids falls to them, they take a shot there. I think that's a real question. The Packers could use a young, up-and-coming tight end. They could certainly get more athletic there. Then on the defensive side of the ball, as you mentioned, look, they still have some holes. Amos comes over and fills a big need in the secondary. But they could still certainly add another safety there, maybe even another corner. They do have Alexander, who's a budding star, and Josh Jackson, who they have high hopes for. But in this league, really, you can never have enough corners. So Green Bay still has some issues, but they are a heck of a lot better off today than they were 72 hours ago.
What about the Bears? I know there was some flirtation with Le'Veon Bell, but it seems to be a one-way street. What do you see Chicago doing here?
Yeah, for a while, I reported yesterday and into this morning that the Bears are in on Le'Veon Bell. I think at this point, that's cooled. The Bears are just going in another direction, and I think with Bell, it just ended up being that he maybe wanted what Chicago couldn't offer. But when you look at it, Bryce Callahan's still out there, and if Justin Coleman got signed for $9 million a year, leaving Seattle for Detroit, he's a slot corner. That was a record for slot corners. Callahan's going to want something similar, if not more. I frankly think Callahan's a better player. So with Amos gone, if the Bears could bring back Bryce Callahan, that's a win. Beyond that, I think you're looking at a little move. They did restructure some deals to make $11 million in cap space this morning, but ultimately, I think for the Bears, it's little things here and there. They were so active in free agency last year. And then obviously, cherry on top, going out and getting Khalil Mack in a trade in September. So I think this is probably boring by the standards that were set for last season. But the Bears, if they can just get Callahan back and then maybe plug a few depth pieces in here and there, I think they did fine. I don't think there's anything to be worried about if you're a Bears fan.
Were you surprised at all with the market for a couple of the big-time offensive linemen, the contracts of Trent Brown and Roger Saffold?
I wasn't with Saffold. The expectation that I had heard was always going to be $10 or $11 million. That's exactly what he got. He got $11 million in Tennessee, 4 years, $44 million. I was surprised to an extent with Brown. Left tackle, especially a 25-year-old left tackle, was always going to get paid. But he was only a pretty solid to average player with San Francisco. He goes to New England. New England gets his hands on him, and Dante Scarnecchia, who really is just a wonder of an offensive line coach, does a job. And now he goes to the Raiders with Tom Cable. Listen, Tom Cable, not the bag on the man, but his offensive lines typically have not been very good. And so to spend that kind of money, that's a huge investment. My question really with the Raiders, too, just to kind of branch off of that, is what is the plan? You traded away Khalil Mack. You got draft picks. You trade away Amari Cooper. You got a first-round pick. You looked as though you were going young, so you could rebuild this thing, kind of build for the long haul, and then you go out and you spend record-setting money on left tackle. You spend a ton of money to renegotiate Antonio Brown's contract. You bring in LaMarcus Joyner over $40 million, and they're all fine players. But what is the end game here? I don't know what the Raiders are doing. I thought the Trent Brown signing was aggressive, to be frank.
Matt Verderam of FanSided, we appreciate it as always. Before we let you go, Kyler Murray, number one overall pick, yes or no?
Yes, but not to the Cardinals.
Ah, little intrigue there. We'll let folks follow along with you on Twitter to pick your brain on that one. Matt, we appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Somebody moving up.
Not to the
take
Cardinals.
Kyler Murray. Well, that adds another layer to that particular discussion. By the way,
makes sense though.
True professional Matt trying to save me by saying his phone broke up there when I said Blake Bortles when I was referencing his replacement
live radio
Nick Foles.
Well,
outside noise.
I mean, and they're both pretty similar. I mean, I can see how you can get
there
one
was
confused
some outside.
For the other.
There was some outside noise, and I got momentarily confused, and we got everything straightened out. But Nick Foles, he doesn't seem to think it's as big of a deal that Nick Foles got $50-plus million guaranteed and almost $80 million on the deal as a whole. Other folks out there who cover the NFL say, yeah, they overpaid.
They overpaid.
I think they did, too. I'm more intrigued now on who's going to trade up for Kyler Murray.
Well, when you have a GM at the Combine telling everybody that they're taking Kyler Murray number one overall, there's clearly this idea that there are going to be several teams interested. Now, could one of them be a team that has been very active in free agency and is only a few spots, we'll just say three spots behind them in the draft, who has a new general manager coming out of the broadcast booth, has a a head coach that's 1 year out of the broadcast booth. Could it be the Oakland Raiders is what I'm asking you.
Boy, that would just, I mean, that organization is already kind of a punchline, and they're all over the map with the moves that they've made, trading Amari Cooper, and now you bring in Antonio Brown. If it's the Raiders, they're going to be the talk of the league. And I don't necessarily know if it's going to be for a good reason or not. But you got Cliff Kingsbury, a lot of people connecting the dots there, saying Kingsbury liked Kyler Murray in college. He said he'd take him number one overall. You've got the quote out there, Steve Keim, Josh Rosen's our guy for now. And it would seem like he's going to go number one to them. But it's the draft. You never know. 319-366-1600. We will take a quick timeout, 524. Kyle readying another big board update on the other side of the glass. We're not done today. We've got a $30 gift card to La Cantina to give away. Plus, the 6 o'clock hour is going to kick off with Tanaya Davis of the Iowa women's basketball team. So lots more to get to before 7 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. Back with more after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the apple with smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
If we build it, they will come.
You don't always notice the things that need to be remodeled or repaired at your business, but your customers do. Keep everything welcoming and looking sharp with Jackson Remodeling and Repair. Whatever your business needs, design, remodeling, repair, they'll take care of it. The owners at Jackson Remodeling and Repair personally visit each job site to make sure things are staying on schedule and meeting your expectations.
Go the distance.
Call them for a quote. Jackson Remodeling and Repair, 319-214-6943.
Basketball is a fast-paced, strategic game. In many ways, it's a lot like your business. You need the right game plan and team to win in business. Network Computer Solutions is your bench when it comes to the tech issues that can make the difference between winning and losing. Call NCS at 247-7223, 247-7223, and put them on your IT team. NCS is your big-time IT department at a fraction of the cost. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
20 professionals speaking 9 different languages, serving over 7,000 clients worldwide. That's Community CPA, a global firm located in Coralville and Des Moines. As trusted advisors in tax and accounting, they make even the most foreign and complicated tax matters simple. Trust them with your personal and C-Corp tax filings before April 15th. Call Community CPA in Coralville now, 319-208-3712, to improve the quality of your tax preparation. 319-208-3712. Community.
To the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
That's the most asinine marketing I've ever heard of.
5:27, as we make our way towards 7 o'clock, the halfway point of the program this evening. We've got a poll question for you today at KGYMradio.com. It has to do with outside noise. Swing on by and vote. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's, and next to the Home Depot. That said, Kyle has rejoined us in the studio. Big board update time.
Fran McCaffrey and certain Iowa basketball players met with the media today in Iowa City, and Fran talked about how they're preparing for Illinois and Northwestern ahead of the Big Ten tournament, but the most interesting note came from Luca Garza, who revealed the team recently decided to stay off of Twitter. He said the team decided the outside noise wasn't hurting, but wasn't helping either. The 13th-ranked Iowa State women put up one heck of a fight last night, taking on top-ranked Baylor in the Big 12 Championship. The Bears led only 48-44 entering the fourth quarter, but they dominated to close out and win 67-49. Alexa Middleton had 18, Bridget Carleton had 13, and we'll wait and see if they maybe bump themselves into a 3-seed in the NCAA tournament. Lisa Bluter has the Hawkeyes ranked 8th, pretty locked into a 2-seed and coming off her team's first Big Ten tournament title in 18 seasons, and today she was named a semifinalist for the Naismith Coach of the Year. Big Ten champion Alex Marinelli was named the USA Wrestling Athlete of the Week today, and he's one of 9 Hawkeyes going to the NCAA tournament next week. Spencer Lee, Austin DeSanto, Max Murren, Pat Lugo, Caleb Young, Cash Wilkie, and Jacob Warner all earned automatic bids, and it was announced today that heavyweight Sam Stoll received an at-large bid. Iowa State will match with 9 participants, and UNI will take 6. North Lynn's Jake Hilmer was named Iowa's Mr. Basketball today, edging out 5-star Ohio State commit DJ Carton and 4-star Iowa commit Pat McCaffrey. And tonight after the show, we're going to have Gonzaga taking on St. Mary's in the West Coast Conference title game, beginning at 7:45 on the FMs.
319-366-1600, the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line, and very active today. We appreciate hearing back from you as always. They were co-Mr. Basketballs, by the way, Hilmer and Carton. Shared the honor.
Shared the honor.
Oh. Yeah.
McCaffrey winds up losing out.
I guess.
Three-way tie would have been a bigger story.
The old try, Mr. Basketball.
Yeah, I don't think we're... Everybody gets one. Why not? Why not? Participation trophies all around. A good discussion today on the gym class with regard to the need, whether there is one or not, for a shot clock in high school basketball. It seems like the feedback was overwhelmingly in favor of bringing a shot clock to high school basketball. If you're so inclined and missed that discussion with Scott and Mark, you can listen to their podcast. It's available at KGYMradio.com. Mark and Scott take the airwaves every day, Monday through Friday here from 3 until 4 before this program graces the airwaves. I mentioned local radio in need of some help. We'll get to that coming up on the other side of this break at the bottom of the hour. Lots more to get to, including more of what Fran McCaffrey had to say in Iowa City today as well. Back with more after this.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 15 years of service.
Hi, this is Steve Anderson, a lifelong diehard Hawkeye fan.
Steve and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement send out big congratulations to the Iowa women's basketball team on their Big Ten championship win and wish the best of luck to the men's team in the Big Ten tournament this week. When Steve's not cheering on the Hawks,
I'm helping people like you with property titles, abstracts, escrow, and closings at Hawkeye Title and Settlement.
Steve Anderson and everybody at Hawkeye Title and Settlement are the team you love, the people you trust.
I'm always a Hawkeye fan.
Get in touch at HawkeyeTitle.com and...
Go Hawks!
Start with Lowe's. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Breaking news, the Jazz handed the fan who got into a heated exchange last night with OKC point guard Russell Westbrook a lifetime ban from the arena. That ban, based on excessive and derogatory abuse directed at Westbrook. Westbrook, meantime, fined $25,000 by the NBA for directing profanity and threatening language to a fan. The league suspended Toronto's Serge Ibaka 3 games and Cleveland's Marquise Chris 1 game for their roles in a fight last night. The free agent linebacker Anthony Barr, rather, changing his mind about signing with the Jets, deciding to return to the Vikings. With no Barr to play outside linebacker in their 3-4 scheme, the Jets do have a dilemma, notes ESPN's Chris Mortensen.
They need a pass rusher, and they were going to use Anthony Barr in a unique pass rushing role, and now it'll affect their draft. They're picking 3rd in the draft. Everybody's thinking they could get Quinnen Williams, the defensive tackle from Alabama. Well, now maybe they got to look at Josh Allen, the outside linebacker from Kentucky, as that pass rush.
Our Chris Mortensen, Lions agree with defensive end Trey Flowers on a 5-year, $90 million contract, $56 million guaranteed total.
Hey, it's the guys. Join us Wednesday. Stan Van Gundy is our guest co-host. We'll be joined by John Dorenbos. And I got to tell you, I walked downstairs this morning, and what was in my kitchen? A bobcat. That's Wednesday in the Dan Le Batard Show with Mista Gatz on ESPN Radio.
Sarah Spain here. Now that I'm married and have a mortgage, I need to start thinking about things like buying life insurance. Life insurance can help pay off a mortgage or send the kids to college. It's peace of mind. Think you can't afford it? Chances are SelectQuote can help you get it for less than a dollar a day. SelectQuote comparison shops up to 10 highly rated companies, including Prudential, Banner Life, and Mutual of Omaha, and others, to find you the company with the best rates. For example, SelectQuote could find a 35-year-old man a $500,000 policy for under $19 a month. That's less than a dollar a day. A cup of coffee costs more than that. SelectQuote's breakthrough technology allows them to quickly match you with the best insurance company to find your best policy. Plus, quotes quotes are free. Start protecting your family today. Call Select Quote at 800-780-7070. That's 800-780-7070. Or go to selectquote.com/Sarah. That's selectquote.com/Sarah.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Golic, did you know that Gatorade Zero has all the same electrolytes but with zero sugar?
I did know that because I drank some Gatorade Zero after I ran 2 miles at the gym this morning.
Two? Please, I ran three.
Did I mention I also was on a 6 incline?
You didn't, but that's interesting because that's 2 less than I was on.
Were you also running backwards? Because I was.
No.
Gatorade Zero, all the electrolytes with zero sugar. So you can get more out of zero.
Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes. But today, hiring can be easy, and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Spain. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Spain. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Back to the Todd Bravo Cam Show, right here on KGYM.
I'm fired, aren't I?
Oh, yes.
Welcome back in, 5:35, as we make our way towards 7 o'clock tonight, halfway point of the program. Lots to get to, including a reminder, we're going to be at Mulligan's on Thursday, 2 days from now, the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. We'll return to 1060 Old Marion Road. Very easy to find, especially if you're on Interstate 380. Just take the 42nd Street exit and head east until 42nd Street comes to a T with Old Marion Road. Then a left-hand turn. You are right there, virtually, in the parking lot of Mulligan's on the left-hand side of the road. Happy hour every day from 3 until 6. And on Thursday, including this Thursday, half-price wings from 6 until close. As added enticement, we're going to throw in a pair of tickets to see Styx at the U.S. Cellular Center on Friday, the 29th of this month. In order for you to win those tickets, you've got to be there when we draw for them. I mentioned you've got an opportunity to help a local radio station out. My good friends at KRUI,
yes,
the student-run radio station at the University of Iowa, need a little bit of support right now because they need about $10,000 from the University of Iowa student government. They've got some equipment that is in desperate need of being replaced, and KRUI is a place that has a very near and dear spot in my heart, always will, and I don't know whether there's any indication that the UISG will not grant them this $10,000 that they're asking for tonight. There is a meeting at the IMU at 7 o'clock. But if you are on Twitter and you have strong feelings about KRUI, maybe you spent some time there as a student at the university, or maybe you just enjoy listening to it from time to time, especially if you are in Iowa City, you can tweet the University of Iowa student government at UISG and tell them that it is really important that you would like to see KRUI get its $10,000 in funding so that it can purchase equipment that is, some of the equipment is 15, 20 years old. It's been there since I was there back in the old days of the 129 Grand Avenue courthouse before it was torn down for the Athletic Learning Center and moved to the IMU. And KRUI is a great student-run organization. They don't make any money. They rely on the University of Iowa student government for money to keep functioning. And as I understand it, if they don't get this money, it could put the station in peril.
It was the KRUI was the most important part of my college experience, and it's the reason that I'm here sitting in front of this microphone right now. So I echo everything that you say, Todd, because I know that it was a positive experience for you. But for those kids who are in journalism, and for the kids that do it on the side, there is no other way to learn the business, or excuse me, no better way to learn the business and learn what it takes than to get the access that KRUI gives these kids to cover Iowa athletics, to
host shows, to co-host shows, to produce. Everything that you need to learn, everything that I learned from this business started with that radio station. So I know that I feel very strongly about this, and I hope that the UISG does the right thing.
Perhaps saying that we both owe where we are to KRUI is not the best way to get that station help. Maybe we are, maybe we're not the best indicators of what that station can do, but don't judge the station just by me or by Alex. But do, if you are in the area of the IMU tonight and can make that meeting to speak on behalf of KRUI, I would really like to hear that they got their fully funded $10,000 from the University of Iowa student government. 366-1600. How about that? Going to bat for KRUI, which was it's much different now than it was 15, 20 years ago. I can tell you that much.
Are you one of the pioneers of KRUI, by the way?
Not a pioneer.
Not like the first host or anything like that, but you were there in its very early days, correct?
Not the early days. It used to, it originated at South Quadrangle, which I think has been torn down now. And then it moved to a house behind Reno at 129 Grand Avenue Court. And then it moved from that house, once they had to clear way for the athletic learning facility, to the IMU. And I guess if you really want to wrest this story out of me, and others will attest to this, I am partly responsible. I played a very small role in the university putting KRUI into the IMU, because when the university told us that they were going to tear down the Grand Avenue Court location, they were looking at all of these temporary locations, and none of them were satisfactory. And the current board of directors was going to just sort of go along with the flow. And a friend of mine and I went out and had dinner one night, and we were talking about it. We were like, no, we got to put our foot down, and we got to convince everybody that KRUI needs a permanent home, because if you don't have a permanent home, they're just going to continue to move you around all over the place, and you're going to be the redheaded stepchild of campus, which basically the radio station has been for a really long time. So we sort of went to the house. Again, it was a wonderful, rundown, dilapidated house at 129 Grand Avenue Court. And I remember we sort of kicked the door in, and Jenny and John were there, who were directors along with us. And my friend Brian and I said, look, now we got to fight this. We got to come up with a plan. We got to make the pitch. And they did all the heavy lifting. They did all the legwork. And KRUI has now had a permanent home at the IMU for over a decade. And I would like for them to remain at the IMU and on the air. They just need some new equipment and $10,000. And if I had $10,000, I would write them a check right now. And I would say, not the University of Iowa student government's problem, but I don't have $10,000 to write. I do write checks. We have covered that ground on the program before.
You can just Venmo them.
I could, if I had it, look, if I had it in my bank account, how about that? If I had it to transfer anyway, I would do that. The big news today out of Iowa City, Fran McCaffrey meeting with the media, but it was something one of his players said, which has struck a chord with folks on social media. And that's Luca Garza saying that the players have decided they're going to take a timeout from Twitter. They're going to get off social media, and this outside noise, the idea of outside noise, we heard Steve Prohm reference it at Iowa State. That was more related to NBA draft discussions and whatnot. But the players, Luca Garza, speaking on behalf of the players, said it didn't really hurt. It wasn't really hurting, but it wasn't really helping. Do you buy that it wasn't hurting? Because I think it's pretty easy to go back and look at some of the interactions, some of the players, and it's multiple players, it's not just one, where the noise gets amplified, the negativity gets amplified, fans are tweeting at the players are tweeting back at them, And I don't know how you can look at that and say that it didn't have some sort of effect, even minuscule, but how it didn't have some tiny effect on the team's play as of late.
I guess I'll stop short of saying it had an effect on their play, but I will not stop short of saying that it clearly bothers a lot of the guys on that basketball team. This has been something we've discussed at least two or three times with this core group in particular. And Fran McCaffrey has been here for 9 years. I mean, we think back to some of his former players like Zach McCabe and some of the issues that Twitter has caused. This is not new, but I think that that has been clear as day for at least two or three years with a lot of these players having so much trouble blocking out the Twitter trolls. For whatever reason, it's been a problem that's persisting, and now more than any time, you just have to assume that the noise on Twitter has to just be deafening.
319-366-1600, the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line, or you can pick up the phone and give us a... We missed National Landline Telephone Day. I believe that was yesterday. So for those of you out there still using landlines, kudos to you. Sonny in Iowa City has at least dialed us up on his phone and would like to weigh in on the Hawkeyes. Sonny, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey there. I think there is a legitimate possibility that you and I worked at KRUI at the exact same time and had no idea who each other was instantly. On the Hawkeyes, I think that anything that can be done at this point, whether superficial or not, to give the players some sort of sense that they have control over things, to try to right the ship, would be great. I mean, that Nebraska game, I don't even know if I can call it a collapse as much as just a ridiculous comeback by Nebraska. Now, maybe they collapsed in overtime. That's probably true. But, I mean, just coming down the court and lighting up falling away threes over and over and over and over while we hit every free throw is a bit ridiculous. So I'm sure the players are just frustrated beyond means at this point. Anything they can do to, I don't know, like tie their shoes the other way or, you know, put the other leg of their pants on first. Whatever they need to do to just try to finish this thing out in some sort of positive sense would be great, because I don't think there's a person in the country right now that has them picked to win their first round game, no matter who it's against.
Sonny, we appreciate hearing from you as always. 366-1600 if you would like to follow him. How many folks out there, when Iowa appears on the NCAA tournament bracket Sunday night, will have the Hawkeyes winning their first-round matchup? You're always going to have folks who are down in the dumps right now, regardless of what happens in Chicago. They're going to look at that bracket, and they're going to go, oh, yeah, I like that matchup. Hawks are going to get to the round of 32.
And then if they get to the round of 32, oh, Villanova is a team that's really lost. No. Oh, they would go to the national championship. Yeah, I remember those days. Something that Sonny just said there, he kind of brought it back to a personal level. And Todd, have you ever had those days where you're on Twitter, you're on social media, something happens, it doesn't have to be in the sports realm, let's just say it's in the political realm.
Aunt Becky from Full House getting busted in a bribery scandal?
No, those are the best days, because those are the hilarious days. That's when Twitter pays off, and that's when you hear people saying, oh, man, I can't believe this site is free. That's the glass half full part of Twitter. It's the glass half empty part of Twitter when you have something that happens and you just look at Twitter and you have to say, I got to go away. I got to get away from this. I have to close my phone. I have to put away my computer. I just can't take this right now. So from that standpoint, I definitely have had those days.
There's something to be said about people who tweet at college athletes. It's not nearly as creepy or disturbing as tweeting at high school athletes who are considering becoming college athletes, because that's just a whole nother level of wrong, and there are lots of people out there who do it and feel that there's absolutely no problem in contacting or talking to online a 16, 17-year-old person that they've never met in their life and trying to convince them that they should come to their favorite university to play sports. That's creepy. But if you got problems with the way Iowa's playing, I get it. And you can be frustrated and you can vent those frustrations, but I don't see any good at directing comments at Jordan Bohannon or at Tyler Cook or at Luka Garza or any of the other players who are on Twitter, because what you're doing there is you're sort of adding fuel to the fire. And again, we touched on this back in hour number one. You can view it as, well, sometimes players perform really good when they've got a chip on their shoulder. Well, when the chip becomes a boulder and they've lost five of their last six, and every time they glance at their phone, they've got somebody who's 42 and overweight on Twitter telling them that they need to do better so that they can feel better about themselves, because we tie our self-esteem to our favorite teams, which is another underlying part of all of the angst here. We get so invested, fans do, especially with college teams, that this is your own self-worth here that we're sort of dealing with. And so
it's
when the
consuming
team
you.
Loses 5 of 6 and everybody at work knows that you're a Hawkeye fan and you've got to share a cubicle next to somebody who maybe is a fan of Michigan or Michigan State, you know it eats at you because, you feel invested in this when really it's just a team, just 18, 22-year-old kids out there trying to do the best that they can. And you get on Twitter and you decide that you're going to torch them. It's not doing anybody any good. So kudos to the Iowa basketball team for, I guess, better late than never, making the decision that they're not going to pay attention to social media. They're not going to engage people on Twitter, a good or bad. Personally, I think Kirk Ferentz does this kind of the right way, where he just says, you can be on Instagram, which, by the way, there's no law that says you can't be negative on other platforms, but Twitter takes it to a new level. The negativity on Twitter is at a different level than Facebook or Instagram or elsewhere. I kind of like Kirk Ferentz's rule about, hey, you can be elsewhere, but just don't wade into the swamp, the toxic waste dump that is Twitter. It's not necessarily always a toxic waste dump. You should give us a follow at Todd Brommelkamp, at Alex Kuhn 523, and at KGYM Radio. Taniya Davis of the Big Ten champion Iowa women's basketball team set to join us coming up in about, let's call it 12 minutes. We'll also have for you in the next 40 minutes an opportunity to take home a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. Lots more on the way, including another big board update with our producer, Kyle Mann, after this.
No matter what kind of day you're having, make it better at Mulligan's. Stop in with your friends for happy hour every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. Take a break with their lunch specials. And when Iowa gifts us with great weather, take advantage of it on their big outdoor patio. Don't miss live music at Mulligan's, too. Keep an eye on their Facebook page to see who's performing next. Mulligan's Pub, 1060 Old Marion Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. At Mulligan's, you always get a shot at a better day.
Dutch Boy's new Platinum Plus paint with Stain Shield technology has the performance you expect from a luxury paint at a price you didn't. Platinum Plus is up to 50% more washable and stain resistant than a leading premium paint in satin sheen. Superiority ranges from 24 to 50% depending on sheen selected. Platinum Plus keeps your walls looking new longer. Menards and Dutch Boy paint have you covered. Go ahead, live your life.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association at this station.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
Never heard of.
I'm not surprised. More people watch the fish tank than Leo's pet store.
Think of the most embarrassing thing that happened when you were at college involving your parents. And then think of all of these kids today, these poor, rich, entitled children, finding out today via Twitter and social media that their parents had to pay their way into college, either by fixing grades with tutors, proctors on the SAT, or at least in the instance of Felicity Huffman and William H. Macy, that was Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin from Full House, paying a USC to take their daughters as rowing recruits when they had never rowed crew in their life. But the standards for getting in athletically are a little bit lower at some of these prestigious schools. Not much, but a little bit lower. Think of how absolutely mortified these children are, and let that sustain you for the rest of the evening.
So I think I get this scheme now. They didn't want anyone catching on to the fact that maybe their son or daughter had a 2.5 GPA and is getting into Harvard. That would raise questions. So they went the athlete route just to make it seem a little more realistic.
As I understand, some of them did. Others involved paying to have transcripts fixed or SAT scores doctored. That's a complicated. The FBI named this probe Varsity Blues, which I think is is fun. If only some of the people involved had been actors in the movie Varsity Blues, then we'd be in like Inception. We'd be falling inside the dream. Let's send things over to Kyle. He's going to bring you a big board update.
Fran McCaffrey and certain Iowa basketball players met with the media today in Iowa City, and Fran talked about how they're preparing for Illinois and Northwestern ahead of the Big Ten tournament. But the most interesting note came from Luca Garza, who revealed the team recently decided to stay off of Twitter. He said the team decided the outside noise wasn't hurting, but also wasn't helping. The 13th-ranked Iowa State women put up one heck of a fight last night, taking on top-ranked Baylor in the Big 12 championship. The Bears led only 48-44 entering the fourth quarter, but they dominated to close out and win 67-49. Alexa Middleton led with 18, Bridget Carlton at 13, and we'll wait and see if they maybe bump themselves into a 3-seed in the NCAA tournament. Lisa Bluter has the Hawkeyes ranked 8th, pretty locked into a 2-seed and coming off her team's first Big Ten tournament title in 18 seasons. And today she was named a semifinalist for the Naismith Coach of the Year Award. Big Ten champion Alex Marinelli was named USA Wrestling Athlete of the Week today, and he's one of 9 Hawkeyes going to the NCAA tournament next week. Spencer Lee, Austin DeSanto, Max Murren, Pat Lugo, Caleb Young, Cash Wilkie, and Jacob Warner all earned automatic bids, and it was announced today that heavyweight Sam Stoll also received an at-large bid. Iowa State will match with 9 participants, and UNI will take 6. Northland's Jake Hilmer was named Iowa's co-Mr. Basketball today, along with 5-star Ohio State commit DJ Carton. Tonight after the show, we're going to have Gonzaga taking on St. Mary's in the West Coast Conference title game beginning at 7:45 on the FS.
I would take Gonzaga in that game. St. Mary's is always a tough out. That's a good rivalry. That's a good conference championship basketball game. You and I, Bradley, in St. Louis over the weekend was a conference championship game. Can't necessarily say it was a good one. Would have liked for it to turn out differently for the Panthers. It did not. Bradley will represent the MVC. We will get Gary Rima's thoughts on that and more when he joins us tomorrow at 4:35 for his weekly segment, Oh Baby. I love this segment. Also joining us on the program tomorrow, former Iowa basketball standout and current BTN analyst Jess Settles. That's coming up for you on Wednesday. When we return, one of 3 seniors to play a big role in Iowa's Big Ten Women's Championship, guard Tania Davis, joins us next.
Gold, did you know that Gatorade Zero has all the same electrolytes but with zero sugar?
I did know that because I drank some Gatorade Zero after I ran 2 miles at the gym this morning.
2? Please, I ran 3.
Did I mention I also was on a 6 incline?
You didn't, but that's interesting because that's 2 less than I was on.
Were you also running backwards? Because I was.
No.
Gatorade Zero, all the electrolytes with zero sugar. So you can get more out of Zero.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Over 10,000 people went to mycomputercareer.edu and took the free career evaluation last month. They started the year hating their job or income and did something about it. At My Computer Career, they can start their new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Even with zero IT experience, it's not too late. You can join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Classes meet on campus or live online just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KZIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Developing story, the Jazz permanently banned the fan who got into a heated exchange last night with Thunder All-Star Russell Westbrook. The ban based on excessive and derogatory verbal abuse directed at Westbrook. The NBA fined Westbrook $25,000 for directing profanity and threatening language to a fan. The NBA suspended Toronto's Serge Ibaka 3 games and Cleveland's Marquise Chris 1 game for their roles in a fight last night. Knicks owner James Dolan addressed the incident of the fan who confronted him after Saturday's loss, telling him to sell the team. Dolan on the Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN New York said that fan has been banned from Madison Square Garden. Dolan, though, also admitted he erred in that incident.
Not for nothing, but, I shouldn't have taken the bait.
You walked right into it.
I did. I will say, we had just lost again, right? Yeah. Believe it or not, I get very frustrated with it, too.
Dolan also called the confrontation an ambush and said that fan sold the video to TMZ. Mavericks rookie Luka Doncic will play tonight against the Spurs despite a left knee strain. NFL, the Lions agreed with defensive end Trey Flowers, 5 years, $90 million. Offensive lineman Roger Saffold intends to sign with the Titans, 4 years, $44 million. College basketball's championship week continues with the first game of a doubleheader about to tip off on ESPN-TV, Northern Kentucky versus Wright State in the Horizon League final. That's followed by Gonzaga and St. Mary's playing for the WCC crown at 9 o'clock Eastern. Each winner gets an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament.
Coming up Wednesday, money. Money everywhere. More money. The new NFL league year is officially underway, and we'll have the latest on every major move and signing. Plus, Warriors-Rockets, is this a must-win for Golden State? We'll preview the matchup Wednesday, Gold and Wingo, 6 Eastern ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
Gold, did you know that Gatorade Zero has all the same electrolytes, but with zero sugar?
I did know that because I drank some Gatorade Zero after I ran 2 miles at the gym this morning.
Two? Please, I ran 3.
Did I mention I also was on a 6 incline?
You didn't, but that's interesting because that's 2 less than I was on.
Were you also running backwards? Because I was.
No.
Gatorade Zero, all the electrolytes with zero sugar. So you can get more out of zero.
Calling all contractors, announcing the Ferguson and Ram Commercial Ultimate Van Giveaway. We're handing over the keys to a Ram Commercial ProMaster van stacked so high with brand name tools, you'll be glad you've got that 76 inches of cargo height. We'll even brand it for you, so there'll be no doubt who's riding in style. Worth over 100,000 big ones, enter at ferguson.com/ramvangiveaway. Hear that? That's opportunity honking.
No purchase necessary. For official rules and eligibility details, visit ferguson.com/ramvangiveaway.
After his qualifying fight in Phoenix, Suarez mixes it up with a wrestler.
He's just high tempers and very passionate drivers.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you?
Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Dylan Welch. He's Tyler Burnett. We're the co-hosts of the Rip the Fence podcast. If you like traditional non-wing dirt track racing, we've got the podcast for you.
Christopher Bell.
I've flipped people off before, and every time I've stuck my hand out the side of the car with my finger up, I've DNF'd.
We literally crack open the mics and talk to some of the biggest stories in open wheel racing from past and present.
Ryan Newman is in.
He either chose to fight or not fight. He never chose to fight with me.
It's the Rip the Fence podcast, available on MRN.com and your favorite podcast app.
Daniel Suarez's pit road scuffle during qualifying last weekend with Michael McDowell went viral on social media, and now the driver is hooking up with WWE wrestler Rey Mysterio at Auto Club Speedway in California before he gets behind the wheel of the pace car, leading the field to green Sunday.
When I get to see him in Auto Club, I think it's going to be either Saturday or Sunday. I'm going to talk to him. He's going to go to a horror. I'm going to show him the video, and I'm going to ask him, hey, what do you think I could have done better?
Suarez will be our pre-race interview Sunday. Tonight, Joey Logano is the feature interview on NASCAR Live at 7 Eastern Time. And don't forget, next week is STP Week here on MRN. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
What the hell we got here? Some kind of public access show or something?
Welcome back in, 6:05, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. A lot to get to over the final 55 minutes of the program tonight, including your chance to take home a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. But let's go ahead and get the 6 o'clock started. 6 o'clock hour started right. Tanaya Davis joining us on the program, one of the three Iowa seniors who helped lead Lisa Bluter's Hawkeyes to a Big Ten tournament championship in Indianapolis over the weekend. Tanaya, thanks for taking the time to join us, and congratulations.
Well, thank you, first and foremost, and thanks for having me.
Have the emotions kind of calmed down? You've had a tremendous journey to get to this point in your career, and I imagine it was quite emotional for you.
Oh, very emotional. Honestly, I'm still on cloud nine. Woke up yesterday very, very excited, and it carried over today. So I'm extremely happy to call myself a Big Ten champion and to be able to go out playing in the tournament the way that I did with my teammates. It was very special.
I want to go back a couple years. I think it's been well documented, your journey as an Iowa Hawkeye, two ACL tears, and then battling back and never giving up. What has this journey been like? Is there any way to put it into words?
I really don't think you can put it into words. I just tried to be resilient and tried to fight my way back every time I had a setback in front of me. I knew that I meant a lot to this team, whether it was my freshman year or my senior year. So just tried to battle back for my teammates, just to be out there and play the game that I love with them, and to show the fans, why I came here, to display my talents to the fans and to give my all for Coach Bluter, and to just be out there just with my teammates. I don't know. It's something that I've always fought for, and winning the Big Ten championship, to be able to go out the way that I did, it's so sweet just to let me know that all my hard work, blood, sweat, and tears, everything that I've had to go through to get to this point, it was amazing.
Let's go back to freshman year, specifically coming out of high school and making the transition from the prep game to the college game. What was it about the University of Iowa that drew you here from Flint?
The fans, first and foremost, the fans. I know I came on an unofficial visit here my sophomore or my junior year, and I actually came to a game. And I was blown away by the fan support that was inside Carver Hawkeye Arena. That's the number one thing that drew me back. The love and support of the team and from the coaching staff, I mean, I feel like Coach Bluter, Coach Jensen, Coach Fitz, Coach Harmon, I feel like they're all my parents in a way. You know, they love me like I'm their own child. And, you know, my teammates are definitely my sisters in a sense. So just the familyhood and the camaraderie that's within the locker room, that's what definitely drew me here. And Iowa City is just a beautiful place to be. Before I got here, obviously, I didn't know anything about Iowa City, didn't think there was much here. But, you know, once I got here, unofficial and then on an official, the coaches did a great job of showing me otherwise. And the team and the girls made sure that I saw the fun in the Iowa City part. So that's what really got me here, the fans, the family, and, you know, just a beautiful city.
What about your two fellow seniors in Hannah and Megan? What has it been like being around them for the past 4 years?
Oh, they're amazing. I don't think you can put into words, you know, how great Megan is. Megan is just a terrific basketball player. She works her butt off every single day. But on top of that, she's a tremendous person off the court. She's such a sweetheart, and, you know, Megan will drop everything out of hat. You know, if you need her, she'll be the first one to run and pick you up and to help you and uplift you. So Megan's just a sweetheart, and Hannah, she's a hard worker as well. You know, those two are another reason as to why I push myself so hard to get back out on the court, just because I was surrounded by their work ethic and I saw how hard they worked on the court. And, you know, I tried to mimic that throughout my rehab. So those two have been great. Hannah, we've been very, very close since my freshman year. One of my best friends, and, you know, she's just a ball of energy. She's just someone you just naturally gravitate towards. She's an awesome person as well, on top of being a hard worker. So to be able to play with those two for 4 years, it's been amazing.
Have you ever seen anybody as good as Megan is, as humble as she is?
No, not a chance. Obviously, I've seen a lot of good players. I've played against a lot of good players. But, you know, I could say, like, some of them, they weren't, you know, the best people off the court, nor were they the most humblest. Megan does a great job of that. Megan is strictly team first. Like, I think Megan will tell you she doesn't care how many points she scores as long as the team wins. And, you know, I feel like that's very hard to come by. It's something that I haven't seen or I haven't been around. So Megan is a once-in-a-lifetime player, and I'm so glad that I've been able to play with her.
Big Ten champion Taniya Davis joining us on the show tonight. Sounds good to say that. I imagine it still sounds good to hear it. At what point this season did you and the team kind of think maybe you had something special working?
I think from the beginning of the season, you know, we've always believed in ourselves, and our coaches always instilled the belief in ourselves, specifically Coach Jay. She's the visionary of all the coaches. She would always be the one talking about us cutting down nets and envisioning us cutting down nets. So I personally felt like we had something special from the beginning of the season, just to be able to bring back, you know, a handful of returners, starters, and then to have the bench that we have, and, you know, to have some great freshmen coming in. And, you know, our coaches, you know, this isn't their first rodeo. So to be able to play for a coaching staff that's been around for this long, and then you add in the amount of talent, the amount of hard work, and, you know, how much love that is just floating around in that locker room, I definitely knew something was special from our first practice.
How much do you want the ball in your hands in crunch time?
You know, I honestly won't say that I want the ball in my hands in crunch time. Obviously, I would love the ball in my hands in crunch time. I welcome that that challenge to be able to take that big shot. But, you know, if Coach Bluder draws up a play to give it to Hannah, to give it to Mackenzie, Kathleen, or Megan, you know, I'm perfectly fine with that as long as we win the game. But I also have enough basketball smarts to know that, you know, in a crunch time situation, if what Coach Bluder drew up is not actually working out on the court and time's running down, obviously, you know, you got to deviate from the plan and get a good shot on your own. So I just feel like the past couple of games, the ball has just been in my hands, and the basketball gods have allowed me to be able to put the ball in the hole.
You'll presumably get a chance to take the floor at Carver Hawkeye Arena one more time. The selection show, I believe, is next Monday. What will it mean for you to play in the NCAA tournament, but also to play in the NCAA tournament in Iowa City?
Man, that would be tremendous. That would be awesome. You know, that's why I came here to the University of Iowa, but to play in my very first NCAA tournament and to play it inside Carver Hawkeye Arena, that's just been a goal of mine since I stepped foot on campus, just to be able to play at one of the highest levels possible and to be able to do that in front of some amazing fans. It's going to be great. I know I'm looking forward to it, as well as my teammates.
Coach Bluter has talked about your leadership role on this team and how this year you've let your personality show a little bit more. Is that true, and why do you think that might be?
I think it's definitely true. I think it's true just because I've allowed myself to grow and get out of my shell a little bit, get out of my comfort zone, and I think that came, you know, when I was down and out the past 2 years. When my teammates needed me most, I was on the bench, and, you know, I had to speak up and provide insight in a different way as opposed to being out on the court. So I definitely feel like my leadership has come a very long way, but I definitely think I'm allowing my personality to chime in a little bit. You know, I'm not afraid to get in players' butts when they need to pick it up a little bit, but I'm also the first one to congratulate and uplift my teammates. So I feel like as a leader, as a point guard on the floor, you're the extension of the coach, and pretty much you're the quarterback. You're calling the whole game. So to be a leader is definitely a hard task to do, but I'm glad that my teammates are allowing me to be the leader that I am and allowing me to grow every single day.
Alex referenced it early for our listeners who may not know. You had two ACL tears in one calendar year, your sophomore and your junior year. What did you learn about yourself as a player and more importantly, as a person without basketball?
Without basketball, I definitely learned that basketball isn't everything, obviously. It's not always going to be there. So you have to find that plan B. And, you know, I found my plan B, and which would be in coaching. Just being able to speak up and relay messages to my teammates, that's one thing that I found out about myself. But I also found out that I'm a very tough cookie, and I'm very resilient, and I'm not going to take no for an answer by any means necessary. You know, if I have my mind set on doing something, then I'm definitely going to go for it, no matter if the odds are in my favor or not. So I think those two knee injuries had definitely helped me find myself in a little bit.
Can you give us your best Lisa Bluter story?
My best Lisa Bluter story. There's a lot. You know, I think my favorite, all-time favorite Lisa Bluter story would come when we beat Iowa State my sophomore year. She comes into the locker room and starts doing the worm. She doesn't know how, but she starts doing the worm. She tries it, so, but that was fun. So I think there should be some pictures around somewhere on the internet floating. But yeah, she, after the Iowa State game, she comes in, she tries to do the worm. It was pretty funny. It was legendary.
Well, Tania, congratulations on the Big Ten Tournament Championship, and you guys still have a lot of gas left in the tank. We're looking forward to following along with you. Have fun next Monday during the selection show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So Hawkeye Tania Davis, outstanding guard work this season for the Hawkeyes alongside Megan Gustafson and Hannah Stewart, that big three. There were four members of that recruiting class. Three of them are still standing in Iowa City, and a major reason why the program is where it's at right now, on the cusp of, many people believe, making a deep run into the women's tournament, at least past the Sweet 16.
Well, awesome interview from Tania Davis, but I'm a little upset because now she's made it so that I have to spend my entire night trying to find the video of Lisa Bluter attempting to do the worm.
Sometimes you ask that question and you'll get a dodge, and
absolutely.
There are other times where the question pays off, and I don't recall And granted, it's been several years now, but I don't recall hearing about that. So a little inside access there. And I don't, if you don't know how to do something, I don't know how you do it. But the idea apparently popped into her head. And just again, another reminder for our listeners, there's a lot to be said about that Iowa-Iowa State rivalry on the women's basketball side of things. Those two programs really enjoy when they can get the upper hand on the other one. Tickets, by the way, even though they have not officially announced that the Hawkeyes will be hosting the NCAA tournament first round games, I do believe are on sale. You can get information by going to HawkeyeSports.com. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, your chance to take home a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill after this.
If we build it, they will come.
You don't always notice the things that need to be remodeled or repaired at your business, but your customers do. Keep everything welcoming and looking sharp with Jackson Remodeling and Repair. Whatever your business needs, design, remodeling, repair, they'll take care of it. The owners at Jackson Remodeling and Repair personally visit each job site to make sure things are staying on schedule and meeting your expectations.
Go the distance.
Call them for a quote. Jackson Remodeling and Repair, 319-214-6943.
Car category names like sports car or subcompact sound so one-dimensional, and great cars just aren't, like the restyled Honda Civic. So I named a new category, Spayflu. That's SP for sporty, thanks to an available turbocharged engine. The AFE is for standard safety and driver-assistive features, like Honda Sensing, and the LU is for value. Test drive the Honda Civic today.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to centralmidwesthondadealers.com for more details.
Golic, did you know that Gatorade Zero has all the same electrolytes, but with zero sugar?
I did know that because I drank some Gatorade Zero after I ran 2 miles at the gym this morning.
Two? Please, I ran three.
Did I mention I also was on a 6 incline?
You didn't, but that's interesting because that's 2 less than I was on.
Were you also running backwards? Because I was.
No.
Gatorade Zero, all the electrolytes with zero sugar, so you can get more out of zero.
Calling all contractors, announcing the Ferguson and Ram Commercial Ultimate Van Giveaway. We're handing over the keys to a Ram Commercial ProMaster van stacked so high with brand name tools, you'll be glad you've got that 76 inches of cargo height. We'll even brand it for you, so there'll be no doubt who's riding in style. Worth over 100,000 big ones, enter at Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway. Hear that? That's opportunity honking.
No purchase necessary. For official rules and eligibility details, visit Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway.
You could win $500 in the I'm On Communications KGYM Bracket Challenge. Get details now at KGYMradio.com. I'm On Communications, your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
You got to stop thinking so negative, son.
The CAA tournament is underway. That would be the Colonial Athletic Association. The top 2 seeds are playing for the championship tonight. I'll put you on the spot.
Hofstra?
Hofstra is the 1 seed.
And Canisius.
I think they are in the league. Maybe I'm wrong on that. Northeastern.
Northeastern. Okay.
Is the number 2 seed.
Very good hockey school.
In the CAA. That league plays its conference tournament in Charleston, South Carolina. Hofstra and Northeastern are nowhere near Charleston, South Carolina. And according to Pete McCarthy, who is a host at WFAN in New York City, there are roughly 300 people in attendance at the CAA championship in Charleston, since the top 2 seeds are nowhere near South Carolina. I mean, what do you do? I mean, you can have the number 1 seed host the tournament. Then that basically gives home court advantage to the top seed in a 1-bid league.
A lot of those low major conferences do that.
Correct. But in the interest of fairness, okay, let's go neutral site. You go neutral site. It's not exactly centrally located. You get 2 teams from the far northern reach of the conference. They're playing in Charleston, South Carolina, basically inside an empty gymnasium tonight. But either Hofstra or Northeastern will be possibly making a trip to Dayton, Ohio.
How many times do people complain about a number 1 seed in a tournament like this not winning it? And how unfair it is for a team like Hofstra. If they lose tonight, they're not in the tournament. They were 27-6 overall, 15-3 in the conference. If they lose tonight, they will not be in the tournament. Shouldn't the team who is better throughout the course of their regular season, especially in those low major conferences, get some kind of advantage? Like, I don't know, home court advantage? Doesn't that help a team that has proven to be better? If the conference tournament is going to mean everything for these leagues, I think it's only fair that the number one seed gets some kind of advantage. But maybe I'm just preaching to the choir.
I think with the one bid leagues, I think it makes complete advantage to sort of stack the deck in favor of you may as well make sure that your best possible team has as favorable of a path to the tournament as possible. I can completely see that. Your larger conferences, play the tournament at a neutral site. Don't worry about it. People are going to... I can't imagine that the CAA is too big of a draw. I love Charleston. Charleston is probably my favorite place to vacation in all of the United States. It's a fantastic place to visit. Maybe not in the summer, but in the winter or in the spring, very nice. The food there is great. Many of the people there are fantastic. I can't imagine there are probably too many people there who are going out of their way to take in that basketball game tonight. It's unfortunate, but it's an unfortunate byproduct. 366-1600, the Big Ten tournament will kick off tomorrow in Chicago with a couple. They're not play-in games, but one of them, Illinois and Northwestern, will determine Iowa's opponent on Thursday. Fran McCaffrey met with members of the media earlier today in Iowa City to discuss the path forward for the Hawkeyes, who play in the late game on Thursday. The tournament kicks off tomorrow with Nebraska and Rutgers in the 13-12 game. I like Rutgers there. Rutgers would advance to take on Maryland, which is the 5 seed. When you look at the Big Ten tournament this year, the top 5 seeds are all extremely good basketball teams. Maryland got the 5, Wisconsin the 4, and then Michigan State's 1, Purdue 2, and Michigan 3.
Mike DeCourcy, who joined the gym class, if you missed it earlier today, it's available at kgymradio.com.
Boy, did he shoot holes in Scott Unash's theory about what school did Scott go to bat for?
It was Belmont and UNC Greensboro.
UNC Greensboro, and DeCourcy just came guns blazing.
And I guess I would rebuttal to him, okay, are you going to let Indiana in? Do you really want to let Indiana into the tournament or TCU? But we didn't get a chance to do that. I do agree with him when he says that this is a very deep league, and because of that, I think that this tournament is going to be very interesting. I think we're going to see some upsets, because I look at the Big Ten, and there's just not, in my opinion, a Final Four caliber team. There's not that team where I'm thinking, you know what, they're going to make a run to the national championship game. And of course, anything can happen. The case last year with Michigan, it was one where I didn't think that they would make it. They did. I'm not going to take anything away from them. But 1 through 14, other than maybe Northwestern and Nebraska, everybody's dangerous, including Rutgers, including Penn State. Illinois has backslid a little bit after they got hot midway through February, but they're still talented, and they could possibly make a run. So those teams that play tomorrow night, I think that there's a good chance we're going to see at least one of them still playing on Friday.
I'm always hesitant. I mean, I understand where Scott was coming from in lobbying for some of these small schools. I get where DeCourcy's coming from. I think back, was it 2-3 years ago? When was the last time Syracuse was in the Final Four? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Syracuse was one of the last teams to get into the tournament. There were a number of people out there making the case that they had no business being in the tournament.
Right. That was 3 years ago.
Did they start in Dayton?
They did. Started
in Dayton and wound up making a run all the way late deep into the tournament. And that was the year where I sort of gave up on the idea of bigger schools not deserving to be in the tournament. Okay, we don't know anything. They're going to have the selection show on Sunday. They're going to put teams into the bracket. There are going to be some teams with hurt feelings, whether they're small schools, whether they're big schools. I don't know. But,
right, because on the flip side of that, VCU was the team where I thought to myself, that team should not have gotten in, but the committee went against what they usually do, let in a couple of mid-major schools over some major schools with 20, 21 wins, and they go all the way to the Final Four. So I think it's tough because with the NCAA tournament, you need to have some criteria. You need to stick to your criteria so this doesn't turn into a beauty pageant or a boxing match where everything is so subjective. But at the same time, you get these teams that get into the tournament that people don't think should be in the tournament, and they go all the way to the Final Four.
It's hard for Kansas football to look any worse than it did on the field this year, off the field. But that's exactly what's going on right now. And Lawrence, we'll get to that story in just a few minutes. But now Kyle has joined us in the studio. He's going to get us a big board update.
Fran McCaffrey and certain Iowa basketball players met with the media today in Iowa City, and Fran talked about how they're preparing for Illinois and Northwestern ahead of the Big Ten tournament. But the most interesting note came from Luca Garza, who revealed the team recently decided to stay off of Twitter. He said the team decided the outside noise wasn't hurting, but also wasn't helping either. The 13th-ranked Iowa State women put up one heck of a fight last night, taking on top-ranked Baylor in the Big 12 championship. The Bears led only 48-44 entering the fourth quarter, but they dominated to close out and win 67-49. Alexa Middleton led with 18, and Bridget Carlton had 13, and we'll wait and see if they maybe bump themselves into a 3-seed in the NCAA tournament. Lisa Bluter has the Hawkeyes ranked 8th, pretty locked into a 2-seed and coming off her team's first Big Ten tournament title in 18 seasons, and today she was named a semifinalist for the Naismith Coach of the Year. Big Ten champion Alex Marinelli was named USA Wrestling Athlete of the Week today, and he's one of 9 Hawkeyes going to the NCAA tournament next week. Spencer Lee, Austin DeSanto, Max Murren, Pat Lugo, Caleb Young, Cash Wilkie, and Jacob Warner all earned automatic bids, and it was announced today that heavyweight Sam Stoll also received an at-large bid. Iowa State matches with 9 participants, and you and I will take 6. Northland's Jake Hilmer was named Iowa's Mr. Basketball today, along with 5-star Ohio State commit DJ Carton. Tonight after the show, we're going to have Gonzaga taking on St. Mary's in the West Coast St. Mary's in the West Coast Conference title game beginning at 7:45 on the FMs.
Bad news for the Chicago Cubs. A reminder, it is only spring training, but according to our pal Jesse Rogers of ESPN 1000, Pedro Strop suffered a pulled hamstring today, and they are optimistic that he will be ready to go for opening day. Pedro Strop is not the Cubs' first choice to be the closer this season, but Brandon Morrow is not healthy at the moment. Pedro Strop, the closer by default, and now he has pulled a hamstring, and you have Cubs fans on Twitter that are saying, go sign Craig Kimbrell. If they didn't have the money to make a run at Bryce Harper in the offseason, they're not going to panic and sign Craig Kimbrell because Pedro Strop has a pulled hamstring. We're going to take a timeout, but first, as we do that, let's give away that $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. LaCantina319.com is the website. You can check them out before you go. $30 to use at any of their 3 locations. The one in Marion, which has a brand new party room available for your use. The one in downtown Cedar Rapids, which is right across from the U.S. Cellular Center. Great place to have a bite to eat before or after an event at the Cell Center. And the location in the Fountains off Edgewood. 366-1600, caller number 6, will take home that La Cantina gift card next. What's Kansas football up to? You're not going to believe it. Back after this.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/16/19. See associate for details.
Wedding season is upon us, and the easiest way to look fresh for the big day is with theblacktux.com. The Black Tux has awesome suits and tuxedos that you rent online. With their free home try-on, you can see the fit and feel the quality of your suit months before your event. After ordering, it will arrive 14 days before your event. Stand out for the right reasons with the Black Tux. For $20 off your purchase, visit theblacktux.com and enter code SPAIN. That's theblacktux.com, code SPAIN.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Uber has been doing a ton of great things this last year, and Uber Rewards is going to make you love Uber even more. With Uber Rewards, you'll get rewarded for things you're already doing. Every eligible dollar you spend on rides and Uber Eats earns you points that unlock amazing benefits, like Uber Cash, complimentary surprise upgrades, flexible cancellations, and so much more. Your life is about to get more rewarding thanks to Uber. Get all the info and terms at uber.com/rewards. That's uber.com/rewards.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
I don't like it any more than you, man.
Well, that's not a name that came up during our segment with Matt Verderam of FanSided in the 5 o'clock hour, but a little bit of free agency news involving the Chicago Bears to pass along. You and I just noticed this at the same time, but the Bears have a new weapon on the offensive side of the football.
Yes, a weapon who doesn't necessarily have a position.
Yeah, he's a man without a country. Yep.
He's fast, and sometimes he gains yardage. He doesn't necessarily catch the ball all the time, but Cordarrelle Patterson was with the New England Patriots, was drafted by the Minnesota Vikings, signing to a $5 million deal with the Chicago Bears.
And I believe can also function as an emergency quarterback if it gets to that point. He was the emergency backup for New England. So $5 million, I don't know how much of that is guaranteed, but Cordarrelle Patterson joining Mitch Trubisky and the Chicago Bears. I want to get
that move.
What?
I do like that move.
It's a very low risk.
Right.
A nice move, and he fits that sort of, I don't want to call it a gadgety offense that the Bears are running under Matt Nagy, but Matt Nagy likes trick plays. He likes to be creative, and you give him a weapon like Cordarrelle Patterson, which he can use in a variety of ways. I think most observers can sit there and say, good addition. The David Beatty stories. Tell me that you've seen this.
I have seen it.
Kansas fires David Beatty, the football coach who, again, took on the Sisyphean task of trying to roll the boulder up the hill in Lawrence as far as building a winning football program. The program has been nothing but awful since it jettisoned Mark Mangino. David Beatty gets fired at the end of the year, but agrees to remain as the coach at Kansas. He closes out the season. You're thinking, okay, put a nice ribbon on this. Class move for Kansas to allow him to coach out the rest of the season. He's going to be paid the $3 million remaining on his contract, which is standard procedure when you part ways with a coach. Todd Licklider got $2.4 million from the University of Iowa when he was axed a decade ago. You would think, okay, that's where the story ends with Kansas football and David Beatty. But no. David Beatty has filed a lawsuit against Kansas alleging breach of contract and unpaid wages of $3 million. And from the filing of that lawsuit comes this nugget. Based on Long, that's Jeff Long, the former Arkansas athletic director, friend of Brett Bielema. Based on Long's promises and his contract, Beatty agreed to remain at KU and finish out the season. But Kansas athletics officials immediately began discussing what it would take to avoid the $3 million payout, emphasizing the need to find, quote, something, end quote, on Beatty, such as, quote, a dead hooker in his closet, end quote, according to the suit filed by attorneys at Texas-based Deans and Lyons LLP and Kansas City-based Scharnhorst Ast Kennard Griffin, PC. It's $3 million. Write the check and part ways with the guy who didn't get the job done. Don't go looking for ways to weasel out of paying him the money that you agreed to pay him to do a job that everybody knew no one could accomplish.
Well, here's the problem. How much money is Kansas paying its former coaches? How much money has Kansas paid their former coaches?
They could just get some of that Adidas shoe money
on
the basketball side of things, and it's all even.
That's true, but I wonder the $5.7 million that they paid Charlie Weiss to go away, the $10.5 million that they paid Turner Gill to go away. I wonder. And then now adding up how much Les Miles is going to make, I wonder if they're just flat broke at this point. Who would pump their money into that program right now? It just seems like such a lost cause and a spiral that it's gonna be very difficult to get out of. But Les Miles is gonna give it a shot.
Is Weiss still getting paid, or are they done?
I think they're done paying
him. Or is
him.
Notre Dame done paying him and Kansas still owes
him? No, I think at its highest point, Charlie Weiss made like $61 million to not coach football.
Charlie Weiss, at one point in time, was getting paid so much money, you would think people were paying him to get their kids into colleges. That's how much money he was making. There were, what, Notre Dame was paying him, Kansas was paying him. This is the guy that had the distinct schematic advantage that was going to take Notre Dame to great heights, and then after he washed out at Notre Dame, he winds up at Kansas, and that was a crash and burn.
See, I'm going to commit a cardinal sin of being on the radio here in Iowa. I'm going to do the math on money per win, because I know it's a trope with Kirk Ferentz, but Charlie Weiss made $1.6 million per win as a college football head coach. Over $1.5 million per win.
It's a lot of money for not a whole lot of results. Chicago media, by the way, is having a field day with the Cordarrelle Patterson signing. They're comparing him to when the Chicago Cubs signed noted Cubs killer Jeff Blauser back in the day, saying that if Patterson is on your roster, he can't score any touchdowns against you. He was the guy. Every team has one or two players that seem to be just a thorn in your side. And mm-hmm. for whatever reason, with the Bears, Patterson, especially when he was with the Vikings playing in that division, had good success against Chicago, and then he goes to New England and continues to have success there. Can't hurt you if he's on your roster.
Can you tell me which former Chicago Cubs catcher was the Cardinals version of that? Was the Cardinal killer?
Which former Cubs catcher was a Cardinal killer?
On some really, really poor Cubs teams. And I want to say the mid to late 2000s.
It's not Sandy Martinez, is it? Okay. Sandy Martinez was behind the plate for Kerry Wood's 20 strikeout game against the Astros. Good trivia question.
He was a starting catcher for the Cubs for a little while.
Damian Miller. Michael Barrett. Hey, I got it on the third try. I'm trying to think guys who had at least a decent tenure. Michael Barrett was a Cub killer.
Or a Cardinal killer.
Or a Cardinal killer for the Cubs.
He destroyed the Cardinals.
I'm thinking Mike Leake, when he was in Cincinnati, was kryptonite to Chicago. They could never, and I still think that's part of the reason why St. Louis hitched its wagons to him. They thought, hey, this guy is a Cub killer. 366-1600 if you want to use the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line to reach out to us. By the way, congratulations are in order for John in Cedar Rapids. He's tonight's winner of a $30 gift card to La Cantina. Again, you can check their website out, full menu, everything they have to offer, including party rooms and whatnot, at LaCantina319.com. It would be the perfect place to watch the NCAA tournament opening games Thursday and Friday of next week. A reminder, we will be off the air at 5:30 both nights, Thursday and Friday next week. 5:30 Tuesday and Wednesday next week, off the air entirely. No local programming Thursday and Friday for the NCAA tournament games, although it does sound like we have something planned fun for Friday. We'll have details for you on that coming up in the next day or so. Again, 366-1600 is the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. No news, no movement on the Le'Veon Bell front, at least right now. Where's your best guess as to where he winds up? I know there were some Bears fans earlier in the day that got optimistic in seeing Chicago expressing interest in him. It does not sound like that ever got off the ground.
I don't know where he's going to end up, but when we had Matt Verderam on, that would have been an hour number two. I think it was 9406 on the Hertin and Stocker text line, basically asking the question that everyone is thinking, what the hell is going on with Le'Veon Bell? Where is he going? You heard the Jets, you heard the Ravens, you heard the Raiders, the Bears. Is there anybody that I was missing? Is there any team that I'm missing from the rumors that we heard today? Because it was a cluster of rumors coming out from reporters as far as where negotiations stood, and that the New York Jets had given him a final offer and a timeline of when he needed to decide. So I have no idea where he's going to end up, but I guess I'll go with the New York Jets because they seem to be the most committed to offering him a long-term contract and somewhat of the ball in somewhat of the ballpark of the range that he wants.
Not to diverge back, but Scott Docterman of The Athletic noting on Twitter, Brian Jordan of the Cardinals, Cub killer.
Brian Jordan.
There were a lot, in fairness, late 90s, early
Scott
2000s,
Rowland.
There were a lot of guys who killed the Cubs. 98 was good. 2003 was good. There were some peaks and valleys in between there. 366-1600. The Jets have had a little bit. Let's put it this way. Landing Le'Veon Bell would definitely be a piece of good news for Jets fans who thought they had Anthony Barr in the fold. And then this is sort of like the Antonio Brown quote unquote trade to the Bills. You go to bed at night thinking Anthony Barr is going to be a Jet, and then you wake up the next day and you find out Anthony Barr is back with the Vikings because overnight Ziggy Wilf and the Vikings sweetened the offer.
And they paid him a lot of money.
$33
million guaranteed. I think he's a good player. I'm not sure I would have done that if I were the Vikings, because I think they have so many other needs that they have to fill for next season, and a lot of it's gonna be put on the draft and rebuilding an offensive line and trying to get some sort of team together that can compete for a Super Bowl, despite the fact that they're paying their quarterback all that money. But yeah, if you're the Jets, I think that if they get Le'Veon Bell, that will take all the sting out of losing Anthony Barr. I honestly think that they have a pretty good defense. I think they can add a little bit to it, but they have a defense that can win. They need to put weapons around a second-year quarterback, a quarterback going into his second year. And I'll bring him up. What about your Green Bay Packers?
I was pleasantly surprised when Matt said he felt that they had the best start to the off season so far. And it's always interesting when you get a guy who played for one of your rivals and you get better and you know it's going to tweak the Bears as well. and they did that. So maybe they're not done. This is it's out of the norm for Green Bay, which normally essentially sits out free agency every. I mean, they do very little on the free agency front, and this year they were very active. They're making a lot of moves. Now, I think they sort of have to get creative. They have to think outside the box because of the Aaron Rodgers contract. So if they see an opportunity and they feel like the value is there, they have to jump on it. But they're setting themselves up well to go into the draft, fill some more holes, and be in a position where they can compete again in the NFC North after what was an abysmal year.
I didn't really think they were going to go out and be players in the Landon Collins sweepstakes or the Antonio Brown or Le'Veon Bell sweepstakes because of, like you said, the cap restrictions that come with the Aaron Rodgers contract. So seeing these moves and seeing what Za'Darius Smith did last year in Baltimore, I think they have set themselves up right now. I think a first-round tight end is almost inevitable. I am looking at one of two Iowa tight ends heading to Green Bay. That's what it feels like to me right now. With the 12th pick, or if they decide to possibly go safety, or I think they've gotten some good pass rushers, but if they go best available and say Montez Sweat is sitting there at 12, maybe they get another pass rusher or whatever. But I think with one of those two picks, I think they're going to get a tight end.
Yeah, I got really excited about that mock draft, whoever it was that had Montez Sweat going to them at 12. I'm not sure that he will be there, but we will see. Scott Docterman, by the way, we just referenced him not all that long ago, has a piece on the Hawkeye NFL draft hopefuls and where he feels they will be good fits. Not to take any clicks away from him, but he's got both Hockenson and Fant going in the top 10.
Wow. Two tight ends going in the top 10. That would be something. And to have them come from the same school would just be ridiculous. But not to change the subject completely, but did you see the video of Tristan Wirfs lifting today?
I thought you were going to ask me if I finally have seen the video of Lisa Bluter doing the worm.
Well, you have seen
which
that.
Which Tanaya Davis
you
referenced. You dug it up. Yes, it does exist. It is out there in YouTube land. What do you have to search for? Lisa Bluter?
Just Lisa Bluter worm.
Lisa Bluter worm. Yeah, very difficult to find. I can't believe that I hadn't seen that before. I have not seen any video of Tristan Wirfs lifting weights. I can only imagine it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. 450 pounds four times. And I was sort of speculating on him today, and I got a little bit of interaction with it on Twitter, but that is a guy who next year, he's going to be a very interesting draft prospect. Not to jump ahead too far, but he's a guy that lacks a little bit of flexibility for sliding into guard, but I don't think the NFL teams are going to care one bit because they can see that he can hang clean 450 pounds four times. So you take the good with a little bit of the drawbacks, and I'm telling you, with that kind of strength, any other shortcoming is going to be looked past with Tristan Wirfs.
Pure brute strength can overcome a lot of
yes.
Quote-unquote issues, like stiff hips. I have stiff hips. I'm 38 years old. I'm not trying to get an NFL contract. 6:51, we will take a quick timeout. When we return, Kyle will get you one last big board update. And then we will again set the table for what you can expect to consume tomorrow on a Wednesday edition of the program as the Big Ten tournament kicks off in earnest with Nebraska and Rutgers. Back with more after this.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here
or here
or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
No matter what kind of day you're having, make it better at Mulligan's. Stop in with your friends for happy hour every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. take a break with their lunch specials. And when Iowa gifts us with great weather, take advantage of it on their big outdoor patio. Don't miss live music at Mulligan's, too. Keep an eye on their Facebook page to see who's performing next. Mulligan's Pub, 1060 Old Marion Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. At Mulligan's, you always get a shot at a better day.
Basketball is a fast-paced, strategic game. In many ways, it's a lot like your business. You need the right game plan and team to win in business. Network Computer Solutions is your bench when it comes to the tech issues that can make the difference between winning and losing. Call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223 and put them on your IT team. NCS is your big-time IT department at a fraction of the cost. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
You keep using language like that and you're going to find yourself out of a job.
6:54, some West Coast basketball on the way for you tonight as Gonzaga takes on St. Mary's in the West Coast Conference Tournament Final. It's coming your way on the FMs at 7:45. And tomorrow we've got the NBA to look forward to, Golden State at Houston. That'll be on all three frequencies tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Lots more to get to here tomorrow, as we will be joined by Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers. Oh, baby, I love this segment. Jess Settles, Big Ten analyst and former Hawkeye standout, previews the conference tournament, and we'll have another $30 gift card to La Cantina to give away as well. Poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Have you ever let outside noise affect you? Yes or no? You can find Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot. Right now, no is winning by the narrowest of margins. Let's bring Kyle in. He's going to get through a big board update before we get out of here.
Fran McCaffrey and certain Iowa basketball players met with the media today in Iowa City, and Fran talked about how they're preparing for Illinois and Northwestern ahead of the Big Ten tournament. But the most interesting note came from Luca Garza, who revealed the team recently decided to get off of Twitter. He said they decided the outside noise wasn't hurting, but wasn't helping either. The 13th-ranked Iowa State women put up one heck of a fight last night, taking on top-ranked Baylor in the Big 12 championship. The Bears led only 48-44 entering the fourth quarter, but they dominated to close out and win 67-49. Alexa Middleton led with 18, Bridget Carlton had 13, and we'll wait and see if they maybe bump themselves into a 3 seed in the NCAA tournament. Lisa Bluter has the Hawkeyes ranked 8, looking pretty locked into a 2 seed and coming off her team's first Big Ten tournament title in 18 seasons. And today she was named a semifinalist for the Naismith Coach of the Year. Big Ten champion Alex Marinelli was named the USA Wrestling Athlete of the Week today, and he's one of 9 Hawkeyes going to the NCAA tournament next week. Spencer Lee, Austin DeSanto, Max Murren, Pat Lugo, Caleb Young, Cash Wilkie, and Jacob Warner all earned automatic bids, and it was announced today that heavyweight Sam Stoll also received an at-large bid. Iowa State will match with 9 participants, and UNI will have 6. Northland's Jake Hilmer was named Iowa's co-Mr. Basketball today, along with 5-star Ohio State commit DJ Carton. And tonight after the show, we're going to have Gonzaga taking on St. Mary's in the West Coast Conference title game, beginning at 7:45 on the FMs.
Trying not to freak out over the Pedro Strop hamstring injury, but spring training is not exactly doing anything to make me feel better about the way that the 2018 season ended for the Chicago Cubs. We'll have some spring training updates for you throughout the next couple weeks as MLB's opening day is now just a couple weeks away. Cedar Rapids Colonels are underway at spring training in Fort Myers, Florida with the Minnesota Twins. We'll touch base coming up in a week or so with Brian Dinkelman, the Colonels manager. Lots to get to over the next several weeks. And oh yes, basketball galore. It all starts tomorrow. The Big Ten tournament tips off at the United Center in Chicago, as we mentioned, Jess Settles will be along with us on Wednesday's show to preview it. That'll do it for tonight. If you missed anything from today's show, including our segment with Tania Davis of the Big Ten Women's Champion Hawkeyes, podcast is available for you to check out or download at kgymradio.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow.